Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wave is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you miss. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And, of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone. So glad you guys can be here tonight. Tonight is October the 21st, 2012. And, of course, you know what it is. It is Remix time. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So glad you guys can join us here live in the forum tonight. I see many of you are on the call line and many of you are already in the chat room ready to get started with the show tonight and ready just to get into the energy. So much to cover because this is actually a continuation from Friday night show. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The chat room is open, so no matter where you're listening from in the world, you are certainly free to come on over and join us in the chat room. If you want to know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some directions. www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, is the chat room. You can come on in. Now, if you're coming over to the chat room and you're joining us here in the forum for the very first time and you're new to coming into the remix, know that all you have to do is click the button at the very, very bottom that says sign up. Sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in, and the Remix family is going to make you feel right at home, and they have been getting it on over here. If you prefer to listen via the phone, you can do that as well. The number to call in for the Remix is 646-652-2711. That's the number for you to call. You can call in and get on the phone lines and you can listen. Or you can listen through all of those other devices. If you have the Remix app for your smartphone, it's on the Android market, and it is a gift to you that I've given out for some time now for the whole Remix family. And you can actually download that right to your phone and you can listen to it through the Remix app off of the Android market. So another cool way that you can listen, or you can open up an alternate player. I get the reports every single month, and it tells me how you guys are listening. And so you're listening through many different devices. Some of you are listening through PlayStation, Sony PlayStation, Xboxes. You're listening through all kinds of devices and from all over the world. Let me go ahead and give a big shout-out to all of our international listeners who are out there listening. Japan, I know you're in the house, and I want to send a big love and kiss to everyone in Japan, especially Brother Mark, who's over there in Japan, as well as those of you who are listening in Belize. You know we have the Forgotten Family who is now living in Belize, but they are still doing their amazing work at www.theforgottenfoods.com. You can still get their products, and I'm hoping to have them come on the show very soon. As well as also listening from Brazil, we have family there, family listening all parts of Europe, the UK, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, France. We can go all in all parts of the continent of Africa, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, as well as, what's the other place, Mauritania, and some other places I cannot even begin, Nigeria, and some places Ms. Blue probably we'll screw up the name. But so we'll say the whole continent of Africa. Also, Switzerland is listening. And the Down Under, Australia, got listeners out there. Listeners just from all walks of life and all over the world listening to the remix everywhere, getting up early in the morning, Amsterdam listening. Just listening from everywhere, and it's so good to have you guys listen. You know, first, I want to start out because I got tons of emails from the last show from you guys. You know, we talked about modern-day magic and past lives, and so much of this has been coming up. You know, this is the work that I do in the sessions, in the readings, but so much of this has been coming up in everyday life. If you guys are not over on the Remix Family page and not a part of that, or just the Remix Radio where you can actually like it, you will find the logo there of the Remix. I've been putting up a lot of articles there. And the reason I've been putting these articles up is because the energy that's coming up at this particular time, and we've been moving into this energy. We're not new to this, the Remix Family. You can go back to last year where I talked about many of these things. A lot of them have already happened, and some of them are still going on as we speak. This is a big year, like I told you, for fire. Lots of activity, the color orange everywhere, and also air. So fire and air are your two key components. And as you know, there are so many things going on in the air. We had some, the bungee jump from outer space that happened. You know, next year or the year after that, we're going to be having where private people can actually take flights to the moon. And lots of things of fire. I told you guys the fire element is coming in a lot of that energy. Unfortunately, it has brought about a lot of transition for people. And even today, sending my condolences to everyone out there in the world who have family members who are transitioning or things going on at this particular time. So lots of activity in the air, lots of energy that's going on, lots of activity going on all over the place that's happening everywhere. And one of the things that's going to be key about bringing this energy into balance, particularly for those of you who have come to this state of awakening, I'll say that we're in at this time, which is really the whole world. Some of these things are happening by osmosis. Other things, we are way ahead of the curve because of the work that we have individually put in our lives. And so we're in different places. And for some of us, we are aligning ourselves in different places. So we're going to be talking a lot about energy as we continue to go on. And tonight's show, I want you to look at this, is actually a continuation from Friday's show. So if you didn't get a chance to hear the whole show on Friday, I want you to go back and download. So let me tell you how you can download. You can download the show many different ways. You can come over here to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix, and you can download it directly to your computer. You can download it to your MP3 device, so you can take it with you on the go, because Remix is on the go. It's everywhere. And if you have an iPod or any of those things that support iTunes, you can download it straight to that. So whether it's the iPhone, the iPod, the iPad, you know, it's just all of this. You can click the button, the purple little icon, and it will take you straight to iTunes. And you can download it that way. So it doesn't matter. You can download it straight to your PC. Any MP3 player, you can download it. You can listen to it. If you have an Android phone, you can actually go to the Android market. You can get the Remix app, and you can download it on the Remix app. You can download it, the Remix app. You can download it there. And with the Remix app, what's so cool about the Remix app is that you can actually take that Remix app, and through there you can listen to the show. You can go back and listen to archive shows. It will take you to the Kim line, which is the Know Your Magic line. so that you can listen. It also will take you so that you can see all of my tweets from Twitter. You can see all of that, and you don't even have to have a Twitter account. How cool is that? You can just go straight there, and you can download it, and you can get the information right there. There. You can also share your energy, as many of you do from all over the world. You hit one button and, whoop, share your energy. You can bring your energy and you can share your thoughts with me, what's going on in your life. And me and Sister Manya, we love to get all of those emails and hear those wonderful, amazing things and even challenging things from you guys as well. So requests if you want to get a reading. Any of those cool things. So it's many ways that you can connect yourself, but it is going to be important that you go and download the past show, which was Modern Magic and Past Lives. Now, if you're part of the Remix group, I put an article up because you'll notice in the media a lot of these things about past lives have been coming up, and they're going to continuously come up on a large scale. So when you see them, you can look for that as just confirmation, sort of a sign of the time, letting you know where we are, particularly those of us who have really come to the state of awakening, this state of where we have sort of began to get ourselves, or really kind of get ourselves into this alignment that we've been in for some time. So tonight, I'm really excited about tonight because we got a lot of things that we're going to cover tonight. Tonight, we're going to be decoding energy and increasing your spiritual frequency. So now, we're going to talk about that and get into all of that because we're going to be doing a Kim Vision Quest tonight. We're also going to be doing some blue ink magic. We'll be doing that, so get your blue inks out. We'll be decoding energy. And also, we'll be doing some readings and to help you increase your frequencies as well, and some tools that you can begin to work with, some things that you can take away with you and begin to work with right now. So I'm always excited about being able to share information and pass this thing on. So it's just beautiful. So yes, a lot is going to be going on when it comes to the records. I'm going to be sharing some things with you guys. It'll probably be closer to the end of the year that I'm going to be sharing with you about the records. And for a long time, you guys have heard me talk, and you've heard me say that I really wanted to give those records another name. Well, I knew that there would be some things in the records that I would discover that would lead me to that quest. And so that quest has been followed. And so that will be unveiling. So many things going on, and just really cool things. The other thing I'm going to be doing here is, like I said, tons of emails from you guys. I don't even think we've gone through all of them that we got from the show last week. So I will be addressing a few of them. I'm going to pick out, and I'm actually going to address them here live on air because there are situations that are going on that we all can learn from, that we all absolutely can learn from. And so for those of you who have readings that are coming up this week, I'm excited to connect with you. We're going to have an amazing time. And, of course, you guys know I do the personal, sacred, one-on-one readings, whether Akashic Record reading, God Goddess, Merit Akashic Record reading, or sacred session, or readings for the baby, or holistic readings, or feng shui readings, any of those things. You want to find out more information, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And I'm excited and pumped up for everyone this week because every week brings a new theme, brings new energy, and just divine revelation. So just excited about that as well. And so next, I want to say thank you to everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook, because it is going to be time for us to do a major call for everyone around the world, just really trying to pull some things together to get that in alignment. Also, we still have been getting the emails about the Kim Business Class, the Know Your Magic Business Class. You know, I've done 2 of them so far, and we're really going to try to get one more in before the year closes out. We only take 25 people. So if you're interested still, you know, make sure that you send an email over inquiring about the Kim Business class. The Kim Business members will still come on. They're doing their work. They're doing their work so hard that I get an email from one or two of them every single day. It's been a group of 50, about 50 who's graduated, and they are just working. They are so into their work, and I could not be – we are so proud of them. I can't tell you. They've exceeded anything that we could imagine from the class and even themselves on some level. So they're doing their work. They're hitting it really, really hard and making some great strides. And I'm so excited about that. I couldn't ask for more. So all of the Kim Business members are just leaps and bounds all over. So now, oh, you guys, so much to cover. So much to cover tonight. But this is what I want everyone to do. If you have your Kim deck, I gave this spread out at the end, and you had to go back and listen to the download, but we're going to go over it again because I got some emails from you guys, and you've been working with this spread, and it's been working real powerful for you. So grab your Kim deck because we're going to do that. We're also going to dance. We're going to kind of move ourselves around because it's been one of those days. And then we're going to do the Kim spread. And no worries, if you don't have a Kim deck, you definitely should get you one. But it will work with any deck. That's just how powerful this channel is that came through. So if you have your Kim deck, I want you to grab it. If you don't have a Kim deck and you're interested in getting one, go to www.msblueblast.com/cards. CARDS, and you can see all the testimonies there, and you can also go ahead and get yours as well. Now, I'm going to be adding something else to the deck. Remember, this show tonight, we're building off of Modern Magic and Past Lives. And so tonight, we're going to be decoding energy and increasing your spiritual frequency. And all of this is really, really tied together. And so that's what we're going to be doing. This is a continuation of the show that we did on Friday night, and we're bringing this here. So that is definitely a must afterwards. If you have not downloaded it, these are two shows that you definitely want to have together. And so the first thing I want us to do, welcome everyone to the remix. So good to have you here. I see some faces and some people I haven't seen in a while, so it's so good to see you guys in the chat room. I know you're always listening. You don't always get to catch the show live. And so it's just an honor and a joy to see your smiling faces. And I see you on the phones, too. I see you guys over there. And it's just so good to have you guys here. Yes, yes. Now, oh, here's another thing that we're going to be talking about tonight, and I want to bring this up to you guys. You know that there is another planet. We talked about this. I talked about this on a show last year just briefly, but now it's sort of kind of out in the open. The new planet that is out there, the diamond planet, the planet that's out there that's made of diamonds and made of all kinds of goodies. We're going to be talking about it. It's called the Bling Bling, the planet of bling. It's just pure bling. It has more diamonds in it than anywhere in the world, or maybe 100 times the diamonds that could have ever been mined on Earth is out there. And this planet is out there spinning out of control. It is like lightening up all the darkness that is out there. So we're going to be talking about this planet. I'll tell you the name of the planet, and we're going to talk about two of the properties that's connected with the planet in the show tonight that really is just going to help you get a good understanding about this planet, because it's very different. Just like things going on with you in your life, and many of you could bear witness to it, it's very different than any other time in your life. And so we'll be able to take a look at this too and see how it connects with our energy and begin to work with it. So how cool is that? All right, so we're going to dance. We're going to dance, yes. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to move ourselves around. And let's see. We're going to dance. We got a lot of work to do tonight. You guys need to get your blue ink pen, something to write with. We're going to dance tonight, and then we're going to get right into the share. We've got a lot of things to do. And I want to hear from you guys because I just love hearing from you guys. And I'm going to be answering a couple of emails as well, too. So get yourself ready to dance, and we'll be right back with the remix here with your host, me, of course, Miss Blue.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Oh, I forgot to tell you something. This song here, okay? This song here that we're going to be dancing to. Let me tell you why I named the show, because I'm very cautious about energy. You know, how I feel about energy, emotions, and feelings. And I've said this all my life, you know, that I really feel that we really have to rethink this thing about emotions. Because everything that we do it based on an emotion. And a reason for, the reason we do anything is because of our emotions. So they're very important. They're connected to why you get up in the morning, why you don't get up in the morning. You guys know I've talked about this always. And at this particular time, I decided to name the show Decoding Energy. And the energy that we're going to be decoding mostly here, because this is the most difficult energy to begin to get into. And that energy is negative energy or bad energy. But let me go ahead and preference when I say negative or bad. I'm not talking about good versus evil. That's not what I'm talking about. So I want to be very clear here when we start to talk about energy, we start to talk about decoding energy. And so let me tell you exactly what I mean when I say this bad energy or this negative energy. Anything that you don't like, anything that you don't want to connect yourself with, that you don't want to feel or you don't want to have happen. So that could be that when you get up in the morning, what you don't want to have happen is you don't want to get caught in traffic and not make it to work on time. So this is anything that you feel is not good for you. So let me tell you why this is different than calling something negative. Because what may be negative for you may actually be a situation that someone else wants. Don't know what I'm talking about? Let me give you an example. I get an email from a sister saying she wants out of this relationship. She doesn't want nothing to do with this brother she with. She wish he would just move and get out of her house and get away from her. Okay? 6 months later, the brother comes to me for a reading and says, I need a reading, Miss Blue. Me and my girl just broke up. She kicked me out of the house. She don't want nothing to do with me. She's done with me. She's washed her hands of me. She don't want me nowhere near her. We do the reading, and I let him know that I do see these things changing for him, more of a positive relationship, one that he really can connect himself with and that he can love and that he can grow into. Fast forward 6 months later, he emails me back. He got a new baby on the way, a new job. He's moved to a new city, and now they're happily together. So one sister, that was bad. That was negative for her. Another sister was the greatest thing in the world. So I want to be careful when we talk about energy. We're not just because you hear the word negative, because a lot of times we've been so programmed and so conditioned that we only see things one way. So this is why even in the Chem Business class, one of the things that we always do is that when you're speaking, you only speak for you. No we, no us, no sometimes we always speak for you. So I'm going to challenge you and ask you tonight that you stay in that alignment, because this is how you're going to get the most out of absolutely everything here. So even if you have a mate, if you have a wife, if you have a husband, if you have children, if you stay with your mama, if you stay with your daddy, if you stay with your friends, your cousin, if you're hanging with your boys, if you're out with your girls, I want you to look at these situations only from your point of view, especially when we're talking about decoding energy. That's going to be key. So I wanted to put that out there very early on so we can have the mindset of just really, really getting into this energy, getting into this particular energy. All right? So now let's get ready to dance. We're going to speak in first person tonight. Decoding energy and increasing your spiritual frequency. This is what we're going to be getting into tonight, and I have some really cool, hot, sexy things planned for you tonight. So let's go ahead. We're going to lift up the energy here and just get right into the share. Welcome to the remix, everyone. All right. Welcome, everyone, to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and that was Sun Showers, by the original Savannah Band, and just jamming a little bit of Sun Showers there, because definitely this is a great time to bring Sun Showers into your life. And so I'm trying to do a million things at once, you guys. We are going to do Twitter tonight, but I want to tell you guys something first. We're going to do Twitter tonight. but I want to give you a little bit of heads up. So for all of you who want to go over to Twitter, you can definitely do that. Let me give my Twitter out. And for those of you who don't have Twitter, but you have an Android phone, you can actually go to the Android Market, download the Remix app, and that's just a gift from me, and you can still see the tweets. So what you can do is for Twitter, my Twitter, I am Blue Raz, R-A-S, Berry, D-E-R-R-Y, on Twitter. So add me on your Twitter. There. And of course, Esther is over on Twitter, and Esther is who actually holds down Twitter for the Remix. And I thank her for that, because while I can multitask and do 1,000 things, I can't do 1,000,000. And she is Esther, and Esther, E-S-T-E-R-T-O-N-E-A on Twitter. So you can hit Esther up on Twitter. So the rest of you can go over on Twitter. I know this is a great time to get into that, but I'm saying this for a reason. So what you want to do is, if you're going to go over on Twitter, you have to behave. Because you guys get over there, and Esther creates our own little cosmic space for us. And some of you go over there, and you really start to wild out. So Esther said she would do Twitter tonight if you guys behave. So I know that's just like a coded message for you to go over there and really wild out. And so I'm going to ask LeBlue Inc. to help out tonight, too, over there on Twitter. And yes, I know you guys can't be trusted. I know you're not going to behave. So I'm going to give out the hashtag for Twitter tonight, and it's going to be #ReMixDecoding. So all one word, which is #ReMixDecoding. Just put that in, and you will be able to take a look, and you'll see all the tweets that are coming from the show. It is our sacred space over there, and so Esther and LeBlue behave. Behave, LeBlue. And Esther will be over there, and LeBlue too. So I know that they can kind of get Twitter where it needs to be. So if you guys want to participate, you want to give some feedback or do some things on the show, you can go over there, and you can put that over there. But Esther has put out a warning that you guys be on your best behavior over there. Okay, so now, get your Chemdex out, because we're going to do another part of this spread. We're going to talk about the energy that's here, which this is a big part of the decoding. It's a big part of what's going on. And so this is how you can begin to start to work with this energy. If you don't have the Chemdex, like I said, you can actually work with any deck that you have as well, too. This is how magical this is. It will work for that, too. So now, we're going to go into and start to talk about how to do this spread. I gave it out on Modern Magic and Past Lives, but I'm going to give it out here tonight on the show as well, too, because it's very important when it comes to decoding your energy. And first, I want to say this. For everyone who got their Chemdex, we've been getting all of your emails and stories. They still come in every single day. Know that orders go out every Sunday, so if you don't have one, this is a good night to put your order in, because Monday morning, this is one of the first things that we do, is we get the Chem orders out there and really begin to send them out. So let me tell you what this particular spread is going to do for you. This particular spread can be used for so many different things. The decoding has to do mainly, and I want you to think about this, the decoding has to do mainly with the relationship between the left and the right hemisphere. The left and the right hemisphere. This is what the main decoding has to do with. There is an inner battle that I would call the battle warrior, and the sun god is having this battle up there. So these were some of the things, and this is based on the feedback that I've gotten from you guys this particular week. And these are things, if you've been feeling that you're at a crossroads lately, feeling like your energy is a little low or a little down, feeling like you should be doing something but maybe don't know exactly what that is. Children been acting up. Man been acting up. Your woman been acting up. You know, you feel rejected, some rejection going on. You know, things are falling through. Things are not going the way you want. Things are getting canceled when they shouldn't be. Problems, issues, things that need to be worked out, things that are bundled up. You know, things that are just not in sort of that way. Yes, your dog's been acting out. Your cat's been acting out. You know, it's just a lot of this energy. You can understand people, but it seems as though they can't understand you, like there is some sort of disconnect there or somewhere the vibration or the frequency is off, you know? And it's causing a lot of things to happen. And so these are some a lot of the emails that I've been coming in that has been coming into us, I mean, just getting flooded with. And so I'm doing my best to answer them, but this is a great place to address this because we've been talking about this energy. And this is, mind you, before it actually gets here. This is for those of you who've been doing your work. You're already ahead of the curve. You're way ahead of the curve of when the rest will get hit with this for real, because over the course of the next 20-plus 30 days, they're going to see an influx of these things happening. You're going to see people having emotional outbreaks. Emotional outbreaks, for real. If you're having a situation and it becomes very, very tense for you, here are some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight that you should begin to work with, particularly those of you who are conscious, so you can learn how to really begin to manage your energy. And one of those things that is the first thing that I'm going to tell you is sometimes, you know how they have the saying, let you sleep on it? Sometimes you do need to sleep on things. You do need to let things cool down. You do. A lot of fire energy and a lot of air, and we know what happens when air and fire gets together. That makes a raging fire. It really does. And sometimes you have to step yourself away from the situation. But here's something that's key, because I believe in really working with inner magic that is applicable to you now. Sometimes you're not going to be able to sleep on it. And so the tools that you're going to be getting here tonight are things that you can do right on the spot to decode it and really to see your direction and which is going to be the best way for you to do. Because what's happening is there's a lot of overactivity in the left hemisphere of the brain. It's a lot of overactivity, constant activity that's going on. Constant activity that is just moving through the left hemisphere. And what's happening is the right brain is shutting the shit down, saying, no, it's not coming over here. So this is where the battle is happening, because the right brain is saying, no, it's like Daryl Hall and Oates. I can't go for that. I'm not going to believe that. That's not coming in here, and I'm not hearing that. But you continuously keep hearing this pattern replay over and over in the left brain, and this starts the war. So this is the hesitation. This is the crossroads. Should I get with this or should I get with that? You guys remember that song, right? Should I get with this or should I get with that? You know, it's kind of this, you know, I don't know. You don't know what to do. Yeah, I knew you guys would love that. So it is about this battle, this overactivity that's coming in through the left brain. But the good news is you can stop it. you can actually stop this. So let's talk about the spread that you can begin to do. And I want you guys to work with this. And those of you who have your Chemdex, you're always really good about sharing. You can post it up on the Remix Family page. You can also post this up. You can post this up on the website as well for the Chemdex. And you can share these here as well. So the hashtag, again, if you guys want to get out there, is going to be Remix Decoding. Remix, all one word, decoding, pound sign. So now, what you're going to do, and I'm going to go over this again for those of you who did not get it, what you're going to do the first time when you get your deck, and, you know, what you do to prepare yourself for working with your deck, that's up to you. That's completely up to you. For those of you who have the Know Your Magic audio, not the audio book, but that too, the Know Your Magic Chemdex, I give you an hour-long audio that goes along with it and an MP3 of all the channels I got. And so you have a wealth of information that you can work with. So whether you're a novelist, you've never worked with a deck before, or you're someone who's a reader yourself and you do this on a day-to-day basis, it's something in there for everyone. And the good thing is this is how you begin to work your third eye, psychic, whatever you want to call it, higher self muscles. This is your connection between yourself and the divine. This is the part of you that knows what is best for you and everything that is connected to you. And so this is the energy you're tapping into. That's why the Kim deck is your deck. This is your deck. You get to work with it. You get to charge it up. You get to put your energy in there, and you get to do it. Every single one of these cards in here, which were channeled and they were put together by myself and the artwork done by the Sister Pure Feminine Energy, are gateways, are portals to help you connect and do decoding in your life. Very important how you begin to use these tools that have been working with you. Now, this particular battle, a lot of times, has a cycle. And these cycles are almost like, what would we call them? These cycles are just kind of like their own little cellular universe. It goes in a 21-day cycle, but you can stop it. And that's what you're going to get. A lot of times when you get in this particular energy, it flows in a, it's a battle season going on. You'll see this being played out in the media and everywhere. It's sort of this battle going on. The key is to get yourself out of the battle, out of the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere battling each other. This is why the debate happens this time of the year. This is the best time for the debate because the energy is already here. So you'll see the presidential candidates, they'll be debating at this particular time. And this is why they do it, because the energy for battling is here. You have the left wing and you have the right wing. You have your left hemisphere and your right hemisphere, as above, so below. We know that everything that happens within is happening outside. So a lot of what's going on inside is debating. And you may have found yourself saying that, I'm debating whether I want to eat chicken tonight or just vegetables. What is it? A lot of it. A lot of debating going on in the internal battle that's happening. A lot of indecisiveness going on. So hard to put your finger on something and go with it. So this is why this spread is going to be key, because this is going to be one of the major tools that you use to really stop it. Y'all know I love saying that word, stop it. Just stop it. Stop it now. So I want you to begin to work with this particular spread and keep it out. Keep it out during the week so you can remind yourself of how to do it, how to get out. And it's a reminder of where your mind is set so you can get yourself into the correct mindset. Okay? So here we go. Everything needs to stay in its proper place for you. For you. This is for you. So you get to change this everywhere. There is no roadmap to this. You're making your own divine blueprint. So what you want to do, like I said, I'm going to give you the codes for it, and then we're going to add a new component to it tonight. And that is, you're going to shuffle your deck 7 times. 7 is going to represent the left brain. And the 7 for the left brain, this represents the intelligence. So this is the intelligence. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to pick somebody in the chat room here, and I'm going to do this for. Let's see who we can get, and we can pull a card for. Here we go. Let's pull a card for, let's see, who wants to volunteer in the chat room? All right, December 27th. December 27th, since you said me first. All right, so we're going to pull a card for December 27th of what you have going on here. So we'll go through this. So, so we're going to shuffle 7 times. That's 1, you guys do the count for me. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and here we go, 7. All right, so this is going to be for the intelligent side for December, the intelligent side. This is the intelligent side. Quite interesting, the intelligent side. Hold on a second. All right. So I'm going to tell you in a minute what it is, okay? December, give me just a second. Now we're going to pull, because I want to show you guys how this works. Now we're going to pull for December for the right side. And the right side is intuition. Okay, that's cool, December. You pull 2, okay? This is 2, 3. It's going to be some real magic right here. Watch this. 4, 5, 6, 7. Y'all are so silly. 8, 9, all right, so now we're going to pull for the right side, which is the intuition. Okay. So now, where's December? December, are you there? Did you pull a card, December? Okay, I got to wait for you guys to come up. And that was 9 times you're going to be pulling for the right side. Now, here's what we're going to add to the spread, but I don't want you to turn this card over yet. So if you guys are doing this with me, this particular card don't turn over yet, and then we're going to go through it. Okay? I know, I didn't tell you yet, because I want to do it first. Give me a second. 3. All right. Okay. All right, so here we go. A card popped out, so we know what that means. All right, so then you're going to pull for the middle card. And this card, I want you to leave face down if you're pulling December. And the rest of you, we're going to go through this. We're going to do this. And thank you, December, for volunteering. And this particular card, you're going to pull four sides, four times. You're going to shuffle, four times. And you're shuffling four times. Because this is the bond, it bonds the two together, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. So you're going to shuffle four times, and that middle card. The middle card is the genius. Remember earlier this year we talked about the genius, and even last year I said I only want to speak to the genius of you, and this is what happens. Your left and your right brain comes together. The middle represents the middle passage. That's what it represents. The real Red Sea. We talk about going through the Red Sea. This is the real Red Sea, the middle passage. And this is how you bond these two together. You shuffle four times and you pull the card. Left crosses to the right. And this is how this cross comes over. So now let's talk about the intelligent side. Because the intelligent side is where the challenge is. This is where the challenge is. And so we're going to start to talk about this for December. December, what came up for you as the challenge side is going to be Love Begins is the card that came up for you. Now, what's interesting for those of you who are on the phone lines or maybe listening other ways or listening other places, December pulled a card as well. And the card that December pulled for the left, which is the intellect, the challenge side, was 41, which is actually the heart chakra. So this is the same energy, but remember, this is the challenge. Right now, December is going through some challenges when it comes to this area of love and relationship. The right side is not allowing this energy to come in through a very honest and authentic place. Now, you guys who may not be in the chat room, December is saying, yep, that's correct. So even though December is in a completely different part of the world and I pulled a card, they still line up with the same energy. So you guys can see how magical the chem deck is, just so you can see it in real time because it's happening here. This is about old thoughts that you have about relationships. These are your old thoughts about relationships that are being challenged at this particular time. This has to do with omens, old omens. They are inspired omens, but these inspired omens are things that are being challenged. And what is happening is December, I can guarantee you in the relationship, you've become too comfortable in other areas. So this is why this is challenging now. Everything is just, it's too comfortable. Mm-hmm. Old relationships and ideas of how it should look. This is what December is saying. This is where your challenge is here. It has to do with these old relationships and things. And so, December, are you a sister or a brother? Because I hate saying male, female. I don't like that. Are you a sister or a brother? I want you to say. This is the question. I know. December is a sister. A sister, yes, I know. So, December, this is really about you having challenges here. So now you know where your challenge is. This has been confronted to you. It's on the intellect side. You see, the right side is communicating what needs to happen to come in. And so for the right side, what I pulled for you was card number one, which is know your magic. This is really about knowing your magic. And whenever the Know Your Magic card comes up, for those of you who may not have the deck that don't know, this really requires you to take some time and really go into meditation. Meditation is one of those ways that we stop, we come into really connecting ourselves. But what's happening with December is pre-meditating situations inside of her relationship. And this is what's causing the challenges. This is what where the energy is getting stuck and it's not flowing. Because she has a pre-meditation and she's building false expectations about the outcome of what is going to happen. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you, December? December's in the chat room, so we're doing this all this way. But I want you guys to see this. This is about building false expectations. And she says, yes, it makes sense. So your right hemisphere is not allowing these premeditated thoughts to come in. The right brain is not allowing you to build false expectation. It's blocking it. So this love is not coming in. This love is not coming in. You've got to stop with the negative expectation. You've got to stop premeditating. So now, we're going to take a look at the middle, because this is truly going to tell where these two need to come together and how these two need to come together and what needs to happen. And this is so, so divine here. The card that I chose for you, that Spirit brought up for you, December, was card number 2 in the Kim deck. And this is wisdom. And so what card did you pull, December? What card did you pull for yourself? Remember, this is where the gap gets bridged, where the bond comes in. This is the middle passage. This is where these two come together. It is the parting of the Red Sea, the real Red Sea of bringing things together. So I believe December pulls Riding the Cosmic Wave, but I'm just going to just see what she puts up there. But what came up for you was wisdom. This is how you get over this. You have to begin to rely on wisdom. Wisdom is about true vision. And for those of you who have the Kim deck, you can take a look, because this is card number 2 in the deck. It's about having a true vision. Remember, we just talked about a moment ago about building false expectations, which leads to false visions. And this is about stop assuming. Yes. This is reaching out. This is the time for you to begin to reach out to someone wiser, someone who's had a relationship, someone doing this. Because for you, December, you are somewhat of a control freak. You're a control freak. And you want to control absolutely everything in your life. And you can't build true visions off of that. Because your wisdom comes in through your sensitivity. And we're not talking about wisdom just being feminine. We're talking about your wisdom as far as your right hemisphere, really those essence qualities that come out in you. And you have to be receptive, because when you start to tap into the energy of wisdom, you have to be in pure feminine energy. Energy. You have to be able to receive. So these messages, these things that you're getting from the relationship of why things are not working, you have to begin to get yourself in a place of pause and a place where you can listen. Because what is happening is because you don't trust. You don't trust that wisdom within yourself, and you don't trust the wisdom within the situation. And this distrust is causing you to want control. It's causing you to want control. You understand? Because the number one thing that you're not is you're not his mama. You're not his mama, and he's not your daddy. If that makes sense. But it's not about being someone's mama. It's not about telling them what to do. And it's not about your way or the highway. So when you look at these three amazing cards here, you have Love Begins. This is your challenge. Your challenge is in this place when it comes to those things of love. And then you have Know Your Magic. So the meditation and really getting into that energy of being in that place is the right hemisphere, is telling you that you have to learn how to trust. That trust has got to start with you. It's got to start with you, December. It's got to start with you. So these are the things, the reminder tools here. And then the card that's going to bond this together is wisdom. That's the card. That's what brings it together. So when you feel that battle going on, when you hear the battle taking place, remember wisdom. This is what's going to get you out of the battle. This is going to make you stop it. Keep these cards out for yourself. Keep them out. Your middle card was 33. 33, your middle card. Who knows? Who knows? Quickly, quickly, Remix family. Who knows what card 33 is? Let's see who knows. Look at y'all. You sure about that? I'm gonna let y'all hold that for a minute. I'm gonna let y'all hold 33 for a minute. Who's holding that? It is the card Haru. And we know that that's the card of the hero's journey. That's it. That's it. Haru. So Haru and wisdom, those cards go together. It's a complete balance. What you want to do, and this is going to be key for everyone, because the Kim deck is the tool of necessity. It's a tool that you must have inside your toolbox. It is. It really is. And so that you can see how powerful this is and this particular spread as well. You want to change the spread every 3 days for the left and for the right to stay current. So you're changing your spread every 3 days. This is how the energy is moving. Change the spread every 3 days. So you'll do your cards again. You'll do your left hemisphere, your right hemisphere, and then begin to work with it there. You're going to change the cards. And you'll see, because you guys have sent me emails and everything from time and time again, it was even one sister, she told me in the UK, Val, that she was going to send the Kim deck back. Because she said for almost 2 weeks she kept pulling the same card. She don't care how many times she shuffled. She don't care what she did. Every time she picked the card, it was the same card. And she said it's got to be some kind of trick. What's wrong with this deck? But she soon realized that it was energy she was still working with. So if you find that the same energy is coming up, it really is a good marker for you. It's a good spiritual marker to let you know exactly where you are. And Cosmic Lady is saying that that is happening. That has happened to her. And it's happened to many of you because me and Sister Manya have gotten the emails where the same card just keeps coming up. It keeps coming up. So I wanted to give this spread to you because we're talking about decoding energy here tonight. And this is one of the major tools to use, the Kim deck, for decoding energy. And you guys keep working with that Kim deck. I know I carry a deck with me in my purse, and I also keep a deck at home. Baby Blue has her deck, so I have children as young as 1 and 2 years old pulling cards, and as old as 80 and 90 years old working with cards. Remember, the left brain is so locked into logic, it shuts down common sense. And this is where the challenge starts. So I often say this, and this is something that I used to do with a lot of the counseling, I guess you can say, that I do. And I would always tell people, you can't expect the same brain that gets you into this situation to get you out. For those of us who are magical people and who know our magic, then you can begin to work with the Kim deck so that you can, because that left brain becomes so locked into logic, it shuts down common sense completely. This is how come sometimes you looking from a situation from the outside in, you could say, where's your common sense, girl? Or, man, you couldn't see that? Where's your common sense? Because it locks it out. That logic will lock it out, and the challenges start to begin to come in from that particular place, you know? And we know that the possibilities are in the right hemisphere, the right hemisphere. You don't want to be so smart. Some people are so analytical in everything. It has to be that way. You want to be so smart. It's not about being smart. It's about being able to bring out the genius in you. Unlock that left hemisphere so you can get in there and decode what's going on. Everything is possible. And everything is progress, and you can begin to work from it from this position. So remember, shuffle seven times. Seven is for the left hemisphere. And this is the intelligence. This is where the intelligence lies. And then nine times you're going to shuffle. Nine times is for the right hemisphere. And this is where the intuition lies, the intuition. And then what you're going to get is where the bond gets met between the two. The bond gets met in the middle. You're going to shuffle four times. That fourth card that you pull, this is where the genius shows up. Going to tell you how to bond these two together, how to be able to get in the middle of the two hemispheres. You can go through the real middle passage and understand that and begin to come out with so many different possibilities. So I want everyone to begin to work with this. And then every 3 days, you want to do it again. Check the energy again. Do yourself a checkpoint. This is working with magic. Remember, magic is living life with a purpose, and magic is making a greater individual commitment. And the more that you continue to work your magic, the more that you can continue to know your magic, then moving through some of these times that may seem so difficult for everyone in the world is going to help you move through them with grace and ease. Grace and ease. And this is also why dumping these things are so important, which brings us to our next point, because we have a lot of things to cover when it comes to decoding. Decoding these things. So decoding. It's about decoding. You're going to get other tools to work with. So know that we're going to talk now about another tool that you can begin to use. And so we're going to talk about why it's important. A lot of things are coming up, and I want to read some of these. I want to read some of these letters that have come in. In some of these cases, I'm going to change the name to protect the innocent. Some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent. But I want to read this because this is really speaking to a lot of the energy that's here. It's a couple of ways that I do a check for the energy. The requests that come in, the emails that you guys send me after the show, the emails that I get from you on Facebook, and the messages I get from you guys on Twitter, or even what happens in the readings, and also what happens after the show. This is one of the ways of checking the energy, and then I have spreads that I do to check the conscious, the collective conscious energy, which we know is real, and every single major city throughout the United States is dedicated where they use scientific devices, and they can check the collective consciousness throughout the world. Things like 9/11 have been predicted, a lot of major earthquakes and disasters, as well as some wonderful events as well, too, have been predicted by the collective conscious. And for those of us who have been conscious, and I'm not saying that from the act of if you wear a certain type of clothes or you say a certain type of word or you belong to a certain type of group, this makes you conscious, or you know a couple of names and read a couple of books or listened to a couple of speakers. This doesn't make you conscious, not in my book anyway. But I'm talking about the collective conscious that really has the energy to impact not only their lives, but also the lives and things on this planet. And that's all of you. When we get together, this is really an opportunity for us to send out vibrations and frequencies. And these vibrations and frequencies go out into the world, and they impact things all over. So that's the consciousness that I'm talking about that I check. And I check those consciousness by way of the Akashic Records, because this is how we are all divinely connected. And this is how I go in to begin to check this energy to see what's going on. So I'm going to read a couple of these emails and begin to talk about this energy and other ways that you can begin to decode the energy that's here. So here's the email, and this email comes in, and it says, I know that you're a very busy person, Miss Blue and Sister Manya, but I would only like to know what you think I can do about my four-year-old. At this particular time, I am not asking for a reading, as I do not have the funds at the moment. I am only asking for advice about this situation. My son just gets on my nerves all day. He acts so stupid. And sometimes I feel like I want to throw him in the river. But I know I won't do that. He even acts this way at preschool. I just don't know what to do about my son. Is there a specific deity I can mess with to help him with this problem? Thank you. So I wish I could say that this was just one email that I got like this. I read this one because I told Sister Manya just to kind of, we kind of put them together by different categories for her to send this, to just pick up a couple of different emails to send. And I thought this was a good one to go ahead and take a look at, because there's a lot of situations going on with parents and children, and have been for the last couple of months, of people being very, very frustrated with how their children is acting and wanting to know how they can begin to do something to really work with or change this energy. A couple of things that's important here, because anyone who's a parent knows that there's a few things that I'm not going to even sugarcoat and tell you not going to happen. The kids are going to get on your nerves, period. That's just life. We're human. Everyone has an energy point. Everyone has a center point where these things can begin to happen to us, but we have to recognize exactly where we are. We have to recognize exactly where we are. And I think a lot of times when we put ourselves in the position where we feel that we cannot feel our emotions, then this is a result of what comes out of it. This. To the point where you've had it and you want to take your child, you want to grab them, and she said throw them in the river. Because she's had it, but this is coming from her suppressed emotion. So now, looking at this from our human eyes, we could see a lot of things wrong with this. That's too easy. I'm not interested in really looking at this situation from that particular side. We're going to take a look at this, and I'm going to take a look at this from a spiritual point of view and find out exactly where the challenges are. And so we're going to talk about it. And if the sister is out there listening, or if you yourself is out there listening, and, of course, everybody in the chat room is sending you love and saying you need support, And I would echo that 1,000%. And I'm going to tell you spiritually what I pick up here. Spiritually, what I pick up here is that the child does not have a problem. No children can have a problem. They cannot, not of this nature. And let me tell you why I say that, because that's a very strong statement, and I know a lot of things that you guys may hear me say tonight you may not agree with, and that's fine. But I ask that you begin to unblock that left hemisphere and allow the right hemisphere to begin to open up, and then you can find a place of balance with it. Take what you need and leave the rest. This is what I will say for all of you. The number one thing that is going on in this situation is that the child is attempting to get attention. One, this child is attempting to get attention from his mother that he's not getting. So let me be clear about something. Just because you're a mom and you stay at home and you homeschool your child, or your child goes to school and you get up and you cook them breakfast and you're always there when they come home, it doesn't make you a good mother. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. It doesn't make you a good father either. It means that maybe you're in a good position, but it doesn't necessarily equate to your skills as being a good mother and a good father. And there really is no book on how to be a good mother and how to be a good father. But the key thing that is going on right here is that a lot of what is happening in this situation with the rebelling is that the child's free will is being taken away. Because children have free will, too. Free will. Everybody has free will. And the child's free will is being taken away. How is the child's free will is being taken away? It's being taken away because this mother, she wants to know how to begin to work with this child. Is there a deity that she can work with the child? The deity that needs to work with the child is her. First, she's got to get help for herself because she's experiencing obstacles and challenges in her life. Her energy is completely overactive in the left brain. And one of the things that I constantly see is that she's constantly on Facebook and all of these other social medias, and she's not giving her focus and her energy to her child. So this is why this is happening. And I pick this up spiritually. If this is you and you want to have this conversation with me, by all means, we can speak about it. But this is really what's happening. Instead of reaching out trying to find help for your child, she needs to get a support group. She needs to get herself around positive sisters and brothers that are doing positive things. And stop constantly wanting to live her life out loud. And this is why her child is living her life out loud. The child is living out loud because she is living out loud. Wanting to throw him into the river, well, symbolically, that may be a good place for her to jump because she needs to cleanse her energy. And once a mother begins to cleanse herself, she can then begin to cleanse her children. Because her mind is filled with toxins. And right now, someone else is puppeteering her, and therefore her child is trying to rebel. He is that reflection of her right hemisphere that she refused to take a look at. She's living her life out loud through her left hemisphere, and he's living his life out loud through the right hemisphere. And this is causing that battle that we've been talking about. So, any parent that's out there right now that's looking at your children, know that your children is living out loud what you're doing. And in this particular case, spiritually, I see this story very clear. I see this child saying, mommy, 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 and I see the mother ignoring the child. Now, that may not be the case for everyone, but for in this case, the deity I would recommend if you want to begin to work with the deity to help you is to really get into that energy of working with the goddess Aset. She is the divine mother. She is Heru's mother. Begin to work with her. Take her with you into meditation and study her story. One of the things that has to happen is because I see a lot of clogs and blocks in this mother, in the first chakra, in this particular area of the first chakra, she is not grounded. There are things she needs to ground herself from. And a lot of people, and I bring this up to myself as well, too, as I speak about this, so we all get to see this divine reflection. You need to ground yourself from saying, I'm not going to spend 13 hours online. Now, here's something else. I know I've talked to many of you about this, and we say to ourselves that, and I got to thinking about this, and one of the things, even for me, okay, because I'm saying this for myself as well, too, we say we're not online, we just have the presence of us being online. Well, understand that we are quantum beings. We are spirits. We can astral travel, and we can be in many different places at one time. And when you still have your presence, when you still have your presence online, a part of you is still there in your subconscious. You're still there. You're still there. So even if you say, I am not there, I want to go back and I want to start to think about when we talked about in the first show about the first lady wearing the color pink and talking about what that color pink sort of represents, sort of the aggressiveness in the pink and how the pink is for taking a stand and how the pink is for saying that I am completely responsible for the good, the bad, the ugly, the ups, the downs, or whatever may come, I am responsible for that. That bright pink. This is the energy for this mother to begin to get herself into, to begin to get into this and begin to just move into this energy. So, yes, your child is living your life out loud. That's what they do. They are our reflection. They're living your life out loud. The child is representing the right hemisphere, and the mother has the block in the left. So you want your child to stop acting out, then you have to stop living your life out loud, and your child will stop living his life out loud. And when I say out loud, I want to talk about from the position where this is what we would call energy we don't want. You understand? We're not talking about energy we want, energy we don't want, or energy that, check this out, that the mother thinks she needs and must have, and the child feels he cannot get. So that's how you know the battle is there. The logic mind has shut out common sense. So we can use these things. So whether it's in person, because everyone doesn't use social media for that, they use other things. They use sex. They use people in their lives. They use their jobs. They use food. They use drugs. They use their work. They use their family. They use their man. They use their women. They use all of these things to begin to live their life, to live their lives out loud. So I wanted to answer that question and take a clue. And this is also why, and I want to bring this up because it's a perfect time, why the Kim Vision Quests are so important. And one of the things I want to tell you guys about the Kim Vision Quest is that it is completely different. It's not meditation, even though meditation is important, and I believe particularly those of us who are consciously active, we need to be meditating every single day. I don't care if you give me 1 minute. I don't care if you give me 30 seconds. I don't care if you have to go in the bathroom at work and close your eyes while sitting on the toilet. You need to take some time to center yourself, ground yourself to your energy, and connect with your higher self. I don't care if you got to go outside and look up at the sky and close your eyes. You need to do it every single day. It is a must, and particularly in these times. Meditation is important, but the number one thing that I want to say to you is that vision quests are not meditation. So I want to tell you the difference. I want to tell you guys the difference between meditation and vision quest, because it's not dreaming, it's not meditating, it's completely different. The difference is with the Kim Vision Quest, And I know we do a lot of these. And the reason that we do a lot of these is for this reason, because what happens? In the Kim Vision Quest, you are very active. You are present. You are extremely emotional. You have all of your feelings that are there with you, and you're also very focused. And this is how you can begin to get yourself back into that rhythm and to get yourself back into that frequency and that energy that really opens up things for you. And as a result of it, we can go in very quick, 3 to 4 minutes, and we can rewrite some stories. And you guys have told me about rewriting these stories of things that have been blocked with you, things you haven't been able to get over for years in your life. And these vision quests that we have been doing here have helped you to get over these things instantly. It does not take years. It does not take months. You don't have to do that. These vision quests, you are able to go in and get exactly what you need for this particular time dealing with the situation you're dealing with. And this is one of the things that was shown to me by my spiritual teachers in the Akashic Records. And so every time I do a vision quest, and I know we've been doing a lot of them, and I know I love to do them, and I know you guys love to do them, but I wanted you to know that this is more than just fun play. It's more than just imagination and fun play. So no. The vision quest is not meditation. It's not lucid dreaming. It's not dreaming. It's not sleeping. You're not asleep. You're wide awake. You're very active. You're very present. You're extremely emotional and feeling, because it is that emotion and that feeling that begins to encode not only your energy, but also the patterns that are inside of your brain, that is connected to your left hemisphere as well as your right hemisphere, that brings those things together. Now, tonight we're going to be doing a vision quest tonight, and I'm excited about this particular vision quest because we're going to be hitting these things right in the gut. Literally, we're going to hit this right in the gut tonight. We're decoding energy. So remember, we talked about those negative energy, those energies that you don't want, the energy you want to get rid of. In this vision quest tonight, you're going to be able to go inside. We're going straight into, and you guys know how I love this, we're going straight into the solar plex chakra. By the way, today is the day for the sun god. It is the Christ energy is here. The god Ra energy is here, and all of these wonderful gods that bring the light and bring the sun is here. And so we're going into the solar plex, and you're going to go in, and you're literally going to be pulling out all of these negative emotions, these things you don't want, and all of this. Now, one of the things that I wanted to do is I was going to go back. I know last year we did a very powerful solar plex chakra vision quest, and many of you might have remembered that, and I was going to play that one again. But Spirit really just said, no, this one, do a new one. So that's what took a little bit here to make sure everything was uploaded. So I could have did the one that was there last year, but I wanted to do this one. So what we're going to do is, because we're going to get down to some root cause and analysis and tonight. The first thing we're going to do is I need everybody to get out their blue pen and some paper. And remember I told you why we write in blue. The reason you want to be doing when you're decoding and you're working with these things of your emotions and your feelings, because this is what sends out the frequency and the vibration. Damn what you say. Damn what you write. It is these emotions and these feelings. You guys know how I always feel about this. There is no such thing as a bad emotion at all. So this is what is sending out the frequency and this particular energy. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get ready to do some free writing. We're actually going to do some some ritual writing right now. So get out your blue pens and a piece of paper so that we can begin to get into this energy, because we need to do this step first. We're going to do this part here, and this is an important part. This is another part of decoding that you can begin to work with energy. And so I'm going to give you the instructions as we begin to start this decoding. And these are some of the questions that you're going to write down. And I want you to begin to think about this. So we're going to get all of these things. We're going to start to pull them up. And then after we do this section of it, this ritual, the writing ritual here, the blue ink ritual here, then we're going to move our energy into this. This energy here is really to assist the growth of the new, of what's coming in new for you. And this is an important thing that goes on. It has to remove the old first before the new comes in. I know you guys are hollering, readiness, blue, readiness, blue, ready, 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 ready. Okay, so the first thing I want you to write on your piece of paper is, I'm going to give you a couple of questions. The first one is, I want you to think about all of the feelings and emotions that you have, and any feeling or emotion that is connecting to you, and think about things that is going on in your life at this particular time, like this sister's email, and I'm going to read some more here, about resentment. Resentment. What are you holding on to of resentment? Who are you resenting at this particular time? I want you to write these down on your paper. I'm going to give you the questions, and then I'm going to give you some time to go back and write your answers. So right now, first, I want you to just write down resentment, because I want you to think about all the things you're resenting, whether it be a person, place, people, or thing. What are you resenting at this particular time? What are you resenting at this particular time? What are you resenting? And we're going to also be doing readings here tonight, too. So we have a lot of things we still have to cover, so we're going to move it along. The next thing that I want you to do is any thought or feeling that has come to you that you want to release, I want you to begin to write that down. And thank you for someone putting that in there. So if you're feeling bitter, about something, anything you're resenting, are you resenting that you let your friend hold your car? Are you resenting the fact that you moved from Chicago to Georgia? Are you resenting the fact that you didn't buy those pairs of shoes that you think? Are you resenting the fact that you didn't call your mother 2 days ago? What is it that you're resenting? Write it down. The next, I want you to release, just take some time to start to think about what thought, if there's some things that you can just release from yourself, and this could have been something that happened to you over the course of your whole life, I want you to write that down. If you feel that that is something that is somehow holding you back, somehow blocking you, I want you to write that down. Important to put that down. Okay. I want you to think about a memory that keeps coming up, a memory or a feeling that you know in your heart you must let go, that you must let go of. It's a memory or a feeling that is not serving you at this particular time and that you must let go of. You must let it go. No matter how hard you try, it's still there, but you know in your heart of hearts, you have to let this thing go. So now, I'm going to put on some little music for us, and I want you guys to begin to write, and then when we come back, we're going to get ready for our vision quest after we do one more thing. So continue to write. Continue to put these things down.
Yeah. It's your boy, Big Two.
And we'll be right back.
Game over.
All right, everyone. Decoding energy and increasing your spiritual frequency. I'm your host, of course, Ms. Blue, live in the remix tonight. And we're covering a lot of things here tonight. So I wanted to make sure everyone is done as we move on to the next step here. Because we got still so much to do, and we still want to take some calls as well, too, from you guys out there. I know you're all on the phone lines ready to go. And Twitter is still going, so if you guys want to join in over there, Esther says everyone is behaving themselves at pound sign, and that is decoding, remix decoding, and putting that down. So as we continue here live in the remix, and we're going to get ready for the vision quest. So now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get ready to go straight into the vision quest at this time because we don't have that much time here left to go. So I want to kind of set this up for everyone. Get yourself nice and comfortable. And you know what I always say, if there's anything bonding you, you want to unbond yourself, unbind yourself. And I want you to hold on to your paper, everything. Everything, I want you to hold on to the paper. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, yeah, so glad you're here. Well, I want you to get ready. We're going to do this vision quest, and this is going to help with a lot of those emotions there that are sort of kind of running rampant for so many at this particular time so that we can begin to release this energy, bring things back into balance, and have them exactly where they need to be. So here we go, you guys. Make sure that you sit yourself in a nice, comfortable position, feet flat on the floor. Just kind of get yourself centered and relaxed. And again, remember, we're true soldiers. We're true warriors. And so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if 100 things are going on around you. You know, you can still center yourself and still get what you need and do what you need to do out of this Kim Vision Quest. Very active, very present, very extremely emotional and feeling and very focused as we go in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And so we'll be on the phone lines afterwards because we'll go straight to the phone lines after that because I need to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you. And we'll keep decoding and we'll start to talk about how we can begin some more to increase our frequency. So everything we're doing here tonight is increasing our frequency as we continue to decode this energy that we want to get away from ourselves tonight. So here we go, everyone. I'll see you on the other side.
All right, let's get ready to begin. I want you to just sit up nice and straight. Make sure your feet are not crossed, your hands are not crossed. That's it. Just get yourself in a very, very comfortable position where you can relax yourself. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a nice deep breath in and out, nice and slow. That's it. Just allow the energy to move through you. Perfect. Keep breathing in and out, nice and slow. Now, as you breathe in and out, you can feel your whole body beginning to relax. Let's start with your feet. There it is. Wiggle your toes so that you can feel it. You can feel the energy there. Energy is everywhere. It's all in your body. It is absolutely everywhere. Now, we're going to be doing two things as we get ready to do this Kim Vision Quest. The first one, we're going to be identifying all of those emotions because they live within your body. These are all the situations that are going on throughout the day that's happening in your life and that is going on with you at this precise moment. Tune out everything else. Keep your mind focused here and begin to breathe in and out, Now, you can feel the energy as it begins to move up towards your legs and your knees and your thighs. Keep breathing in and out, nice and slow. Perfect. Now, as the energy begins to move itself towards the middle of your body, it's coming up towards your belly button. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your right hand and I want you to place it right on your solar plex. And your solar plex is located just above your belly button and between your heart chakra. Just allow your spirit to tell you where. Just take about two or three fingers and I want you to place it there. Now keep breathing in and out. Excellent. There you go. Now, as you begin to breathe in, I want you to notice that not only is your body becoming relaxed, but you can find the places in your body where the energy is not moving, it's not flowing as free as you would like it to flow, or you need it to flow. So now, your whole chest, your arms, your shoulders, your neck, and all the way, all the muscles in your face, and in the top of your head, your hands, your arms, your fingers are now relaxed. Here's what I want you to do. Keep those three fingers of your right hand. I want you to keep it in that position. And I want you to begin to breathe. And as you begin to breathe in, I want you to begin to breathe in golden light. That's it. See the golden light come in. And when you exhale, I want you to exhale all of the negative emotions that are coming up for you. Whatever it is, anger, maybe you're dealing with some things of fear or frustration, or maybe things of betrayal, or maybe things that you're dealing with right now are just a little bit complicated. Maybe they're not moving as fast. And now, here's what I want you to do, is I want you to take your left hand, and I want you to place it right on your third eye, right above your brows. Hold it there, both hands. Breathe in and out. That's it. As you begin to breathe in, you're breathing in golden light and breathing out all of the things that's blocking you, all of the rhythm that is not flowing within you. And as you begin to take this golden light in, you can feel the energy. You can feel the rhythm come back. You can feel the vibes coming back. And all along, pushing out all of those thoughts. Maybe you're dealing with relationship issues. Maybe you're dealing with situations with your children. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it is your job or their lack of. Or maybe you're just dealing with conflicts within. Maybe the voices are too loud. Everything now is in peace, in harmony, and it's flowing. And it's flowing. The golden light is covering your whole entire body now. I want you to gently take your hands and place them in your lap. Keep breathing. That's it. That's it. Excellent. So now, relax. And I want you to begin to reflect on all of the things that you pushed away from yourself. And here's what I want you to do now. You're breathing in nothing but golden light. Golden light is coming in and you can see the sparks like diamonds in the night. As you begin to exhale, you can see the diamonds. You can see the sparks of light coming out of you. This is everything that you are about. And from this moment on, the flow, the rhythm, the vibration, the energy is now back in alignment. I want you to take both of your hands, place them on your solar plex chakra. Remember, that is right above your belly button and below your heart. And now, as I begin to count to the number three, it's going to start spinning so fast, spinning out of control, because it's going to align not only that chakra, but all the chakras. You actually have chakras in the fingertips of your hand. So place them there. Place as many fingers as the spirit leads you. And now, here we go. One, two, three, Keep breathing. There you go. It is spinning faster and faster and faster until suddenly all you can see is thousands of diamonds spinning fast and out of control. You see the sparks coming from you like a light glistening in the night. You can see the glow and it's all becoming one. And so now you have this light of bling everywhere. Everywhere you look in your aura, it's all over your body from head to toe. You can see the diamonds. You can see the glitter. You can see the gold. You can see the light. They're all intertwined. And you can feel the spinning, the spinning, the spinning. That's really just bringing everything into your body, into alignment for you. Now, just breathe. That's it. Just breathe. Now, when you come back, and I'm going to count backwards all the way to the number three. And when you come back, you will bring this feeling of rejuvenation right back with you, knowing that you're back into your rhythm, knowing that you're back into the energy where everything is flowing through you. Nice and easy. Nice and easy. Are you ready? One, two, three.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. I know you need a moment to kind of get yourself there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you guys to call in. And we're going to continue to talk about decoding energy and increasing your spiritual frequency. And you can share what you got during the meditation there, during the Kim Vision Quest. And then also, I'll be giving readings. So if you want to get some more insight into those things that you're attempting to release you from yourself at this particular time, I want you to press 1. There are tons of you on the phone line, lots of hands up. I know sometimes that happens. I want you to press 1 for me if you want to have, if you want to come, if you have a question or something you want to get a reading. So 646-652-2711. Woo! Yeah, as Square Poet says, felt that. That felt great. Yeah. Really went into those solar plexus nice and deep there. So here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to go to the caller calling in from area code. It looks like 412. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, greetings to you, Nikki, calling from Pittsburgh.
Greetings.
Yes. And you, go ahead, Nikki.
Yeah, this is my first time doing this, so I'm really, really new at all this stuff. And I went through the whole thing. I wrote down everything that you asked me to.
Right.
I'm not really sure how you want me to start. I mean, is there a question that you wanted to ask
okay.
me?
Well, let's start with this, and thank you for calling in for the first time, Nikki. Good. Welcome to the forum here. Welcome to the remix. The first thing, how did it feel to go through the vision quest? How was that feeling?
It felt great. It felt like something I never felt before. It felt really, really good.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Calming.
And
calming.
Calming, very calming, and releasing, I'm sure. So, Nikki, what are some of the things that you're struggling with at this particular time? What prompts you to call in? What is some direction would you like to spiritually get to help you with where you are?
I've been battling since a child with my parents, and recently, within the last 7 months, there's been no talking or phone calling between me and my father, and I don't quite understand what happened with us, why he just kind of threw me out like trash. My mother didn't raise me, my father did. So I had the whole thing where my mom didn't raise me, and we're trying to get to know each other now, and we have our own separate set of problems.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I just really feel lonely.
Mm-hmm. I certainly definitely can attest to that. What we're going to do, because a big part of what the energy we've been working with here for the last couple of weeks, and I would invite you to go back and definitely download the show. The first thing that came up for you is this energy of chaos, and you just sort of bared witness to what is going on. It's this whole chaos situation that's going on between your family. But I want to really get down to the root cause about what's going on, what's actually happening. Why is your father going in this direction? Why is now this direction between your mother? First of all, the one thing I want you to take a look at, Nikki, is it has a lot to do with individuality and for you. Even your father raising you, you've always been sort of that child where you and him sort of butt heads on a lot of different things. So this is not some new energy. And now what's happening is your father feels like it's a slap in his face that you are now trying to build this connection with your mother when he's put so much work into your relationship and trying to keep you safe from a lot of other things that was going on.
Okay. That's very true.
Yeah. And so what is happening now, because we're dealing with your left hemisphere here, which really where this block is that you're too rigid in your thinking. Because for you, it's either Nikki's way or it's no way. Now that you're grown, you're able to say what you want to say, do what you want to do to a certain extent, and this is what's happening. You're being too rigid in your thinking. You're going to have to open up your heart and really begin to see things from everyone's point of view and recognize that your individuality that you're fighting for, there's no need to fight for it anymore. You're grown, so you can do what you want. But
Seems like I'm constantly fighting for his love. My stepmom plays a big part in this. She doesn't want me to have anything to do with him. And if I'm correct in saying that he has to fight with her in order to even have anything to do with me.
Well, let me tell you what's going on with that scenario. It's not that she doesn't want you to have anything to do with him. She sees the backside of what goes on when he deals with you. Because I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to think about this. Where you go, you bring chaos.
I don't understand that. I really don't. I'm the nicest, sweetest person.
Yes, you are.
But
the
I have problems with women. Women typically don't like me, and I have never understood why.
Well, it's not just women, because your father is not a woman.
Right.
So you're having problems with him. But I want you to be able to hear this. It is because of your rigidness and really believing that everything that you're doing is correct. And that's not true. Sometimes you do come from that place of deceit, and it is an underlying hit. And when people feel that energy, it stirs up chaos. And so really, Nikki, where you're going to have to work is really in the place of being honest about your insecurities, being honest about not wanting to be liked. Because really this attention that you're seeking from your father, you're also seeking it from other people in your life at the same time. The other men in your life, the other women in your life, and this is this thing of acceptance and not being rejected.
Right.
And so there is a part of you, and I want you to see this, and I know spiritually you would not have called in if you wasn't ready to hear this, is that really a part of you, the little girl in you, is taking joy and finally having somebody fight for Nikki.
Okay.
So you went from growing up your life feeling like nobody wanted you to having all of these people fight over you. And this is where the chaos is coming from. So you got to know now.
I don't understand that because nobody fights over me. I don't even really talk to my father. And, this has been going on for years. But I've always felt like I've had to fight just to get him to love me.
Right.
He doesn't deal with the children. And maybe that is my fault, but I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fix it.
Here is the way that you fix it. And I want you to really take heed to this.
Okay.
Your issue is with women. It's with this hatred of your mother. And even though now you're an adult and you can internalize this and really start to build this relationship, the little girl in you still resents her for not being there for you.
See, that's funny you said that, because I always say to myself, I don't hate her and I don't hold her accountable now that I'm grown.
And it's good.
Maybe that's not true.
Yeah, it's good that you say it, because that's not what your actions are showing.
Okay.
And so this is really about you going back and sitting down and really reflecting, not over the pain so much, but just think about this time, particularly a pivotal age for you was when you were 9 years old. This is a marker that spirit is coming up. And this is when the realization really hits you that your mother was not there for you, and you began to build this template about what you felt and thought about women. And so as an adult, what happens is you shun the attention from women. You don't really get along with them. You don't like them. And then men, you crave their attention, and you're almost willing to do anything to get it. Think about your relationships. Think about where that's led you. And think about your father and how his constant you not being good enough, not doing enough things for you to really just get unconditional love for him. So your work is to begin to go back to yourself at 9 years old and to give Nikki unconditional love. And the way that you're going to do this is through writing. I believe in the power of writing and the pen, because it is very powerful.
Okay.
And really to understand this story about love and to understand this story about unconditional love, the goddess that is sitting before me, and I know this may be a lot for you to take in, so I suggest you go back and download this, and you can always email me as
I've
well.
I've been doing that. I've been going over your shows, so I'm pretty well versed now. I've been studying up on this for the last 5 or so years, so I'm a baby.
Well, you know, by that day case, I'm a baby. We're all babies, but we're still here, and we still have our work to do.
Right.
And so you're not a baby in that sense. You are a grown woman who can take responsibility for herself, and it's an honor for me to connect with you as a woman. So here's
Thank
what I
you
want
you
to
much.
Do, to begin to work with the goddess Auspect, A-U-S-E-T. Because what's happening now, Nikki, that this hate that you have for women is starting to manifest in you. And like you said, you know what's in your heart. You have love.
Yeah, and overabundance of love.
Everything around you, the energy around you is starting to seep out, and this is where the chaos is coming from. So take some time. Work with the goddess Auspect. Study her story. Study her mythology. Everything about her tells you about unconditional love from the point of her being a daughter, a mother, a wife, a sister,
okay,
a sister-in-law, and begin to work with her, and you will begin to find your way back. Do the meditation. I suggested you also go over to Dump It, that when these thoughts come up for you to do this, when it comes to dealing with your father and your mother, you cannot be too rigid. Remember, you are the baby, and you're still the baby in that sense. Your left brain is getting in the way. Yes, no, go ahead.
Can I ask you, how do I begin to mend the relationship with my father? I love my father dearly.
Yes,
and
he loves
it's really
you
hard
too.
Not to have him in my life.
Right. Well, the first thing is to know that you can never not have your father in your life. Know that. Know that he's always in your life. But right now, give it a little bit of time. Sit back and begin to reflect on that relationship with your father. Give yourself 3 days. Do the spread.
Okay.
And then begin to talk to your father, not from your logical mind, but really, truly, and honestly listen to him. Because a big part of the problem between your stepmother and yourself is this energy that was set up when you were young, when you didn't have your mother, and so that energy that you felt towards anyone who took the position of a mother.
I ran to, yes, anyone.
You ran
to them.
I craved
the mother so bad.
You craved the mother in your heart, but in your mind, that picture didn't work out so well for you.
Right.
You know, and so that caused the conflict. Because you looked at the love your father was giving her as love being taken away from you.
Right.
So this is not about blaming yourself for this. Because you, at 9 years old or even younger, you could not process this. I want you to begin to take yourself into meditation and begin to work with the goddess Aset. And those things will come to you. Give yourself a couple of days and then begin to work with your father. I guarantee you, he'll be there for you and you'll be there for him. Okay? So peace
Thank
and
you
love.
So much, Ms. Lou. Thank you.
You're
peace
welcome.
And love.
Peace and love. Yes.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hold the line. All right. Beautiful. We're going to continue here live in the remix. And we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 772, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. It's Cookie again from Florida.
Okay. Greetings to you, Cookie, from Florida. Did you do the meditation?
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay.
Felt very calming and relaxing. But the only thing is, like, my feet felt heavy, very heavy.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And like the main thing that like I was breathing out was abandonment. Like I wrote down a whole bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
but the main thing was that kept coming out was abandonment.
Yeah. Mhm.
Mm. I'm not sure.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. So let's talk about this, Cookie. Let's talk about. These things that really is coming into the left hemisphere for you, which is blocking that. And I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to try to get to as many people as I can tonight because you guys get me so much when I can't get to you. You'd be like, Ms. Blue, I get tons of emails. We were waiting. You didn't get to us. So I'm going to try to get to as many people as we can, but really be thorough and to the point and make sure it's clear. And here's what I want you to think about, because this is what's been blocking you, Cookie. And what's been blocking you is obedience. Yeah. I want you to think about abandonment, because what happens is you set up these different, you set up these rules for yourself that you know helps keep your energy alignment, it helps you flow correctly, and it helps to keep you in a good place.
Uh-huh.
But then you go back and you break it. You break it.
Yeah.
No one else breaks it. You break it.
You're right.
Yeah. So what Spirit is saying at this time, it is time for you to obey, to really hold true to what is truly in your heart at this particular time, because it's already been set in motion. It's already been set in motion for you, and you have to keep these things in order for yourself. Particularly when it comes to your health. This is what throws everything off. Every time you break something that you say for yourself, this throws it off.
Ain't that the truth?
It throws it off. So, for instance, because I know you want a for instance, and if you don't, the nosy brothers and sisters of the remix want a for instance. So, for instance, when it comes to relationships and when it comes to you falling in love, you already know how these things are, but guess what? You break it. You say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be doing this. I'm not going to be calling him. I'm not going to be doing this, and I'm not going to be doing that. And as soon as you say, I like you and you like me, your ass start doing everything you say you're not going to do. Oh, I'm not going to fall in love with him. Oh, I'm not going to be chasing him down. And, girl, I'm not going to be calling him. And, oh, he got me twisted if he think I'm going to be doing this. Can I say, standing on a corner with a flashlight, you do it. You break all the rules.
That's me, yes.
Then you start to beat yourself up. Oh, I don't know how I got here. What happened?
Oh,
why I can't find somebody to just love me? Because you break your own damn rules. You can't expect,
you are overly, oh my God.
You cannot expect somebody to follow rules you won't follow.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes.
And just so you know, you got a lot of co-signers in the chat room that said they do. So this is about a time for you of obedience.
Okay.
Because okay, you set these things in motion, and when you go against them, Cookie, what happens is it becomes this battle of the left and the right hemisphere. And for you, that's not good for your body because that energy sets up in your solar plexus chakra and these thoughts just keep racing through your head. And next thing you know, it has thrown everything out of order.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's your, that's for you. All right. Well, peace and love to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being that reflection for all of us.
Oh,
peace,
my goodness,
and love.
No problem.
Okay, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. My name is Patrice, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
All right, Patrice from Dallas, Texas. Did you get a chance to do the vision quest?
Yes, I did, and it was, I don't know, I guess it felt good. It was a relief
mm-hmm.
just to be doing the exercise.
Okay, all right. All right, a relief from all the chatter and things that's been going on with you at this time?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. So now, what's your question? Yes.
well, I don't know. I guess my question would be, how can I just get over the feeling of resentment that I have, you know, toward my parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the, you know, I guess for the things that I've been through in my life. I'm just trying to figure out how I can get over it and, like, what's causing
mm-hmm.
me to feel like this, you know, even though it's been, like, 10, 15 years, it's still, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's still, like, affecting me.
Okay. All right, let's talk about it now. I'm sorry, what's your name again, sweetie? I'm sorry.
Patrice.
I'm sorry, Patrice. All right, Patrice, let's talk about your parents. Let's talk about you and how you can get over it. I know this sounds cliche-ish, but Miss Blue's going to say it to you, and then we're
okay.
going to work through the energy. The number one thing is love. This is how you get over it. Love.
Okay.
I know that
love.
Sounds like, okay, love, Miss Blue, love, love, love. But really,
yeah.
this is what I want you to know, is that you have to decide that you love your parents, first and foremost. You haven't
okay.
made that choice. Not consciously.
what I do, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I tell them.
Yes, you tell them, but we tell people a lot of different things. I can't, if Miss Blue could tell you how many people told me they loved me and really didn't, I could probably write a list. Do you understand? So we say a lot of things, but say things out of spontaneous action. There is a difference between truly saying something from your heart. First thing I want you to understand is that, and this is not Miss Blue's rule, these are things, and if you study this, you'll see that we all choose the tribe that we came here in. That means you chose your mother and you chose your father. You chose your sisters. You chose your brothers. You chose them.
Okay.
And a big part of things that happen to you with your family in your younger years that you hold your parents responsible for, and they are. But here's the good news for you, Patricia. You're not a child anymore.
Okay.
So the first question I'll ask you is, if you could feel any other way than what you're feeling right now, how would you feel? How would you feel?
Well, you know, I'm feeling like I would get over. I would get over it. I would feel love for them. You know, I wouldn't harbor, you know, any bad feelings toward them.
Mhm. Okay. So then, say right now, I choose to love them, and I choose not to harbor no bad feelings towards them.
Okay. I choose to love them. I choose to love my parents, and not to harbor any bad feelings toward them.
Mhm. Do you have your blue pen with you? Because I want you to write down another word for me.
Okay. Yes, I do.
You ready?
Yes.
Responsibility.
Okay.
Your two blocks in your left hemisphere is love and responsibility, because what tends to happen is whenever things are not going right in your life, instead of you being able to say, Patricia did it, you get to say, it's because of my mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I feel you. That's a great reason. That's a great escape.
Right. I know it sounds bad, you know.
Mm-hmm. But this is simply not true. You are not taking responsibility for you. So you want to say your mom and daddy did a horrible job at some things. And granted, by all intents and purposes, on a human level, they did. They did. But you're not with your mom and daddy now. You're grown. You get to do what you want to do. When you walk outside that door, you are the person who is responsible for you. And so now what you're doing, and I want you to see this,
okay,
the same thing you're accusing your parents of doing, now you're doing it to yourself. See, because they didn't want to take responsibility for you. When things happen, they couldn't take responsibility, and now you don't want to take responsibility for Patricia. This is how this energy has now moved. So what you have to do is you have to get yourself out of this cycle. How do I get out of the cycle? One, you have to acknowledge what's going on. See, responsibility is not just about what we say and what we do, but it's how you respond to things. See, this is where you get tripped up.
Okay.
Is when things don't get right, you can't respond.
Yeah.
you can't respond. You are literally baffled with people saying, so Patricia, what happened? You can't respond. The only thing your mind goes back to is your parents. So what's going on with you with your life? What's going on with you with where you stay? Because I see some luggage. Are you getting kicked out? You got to move. What's happening?
No, not that I know of. I hope not. I mean, I have my own place. I'm not getting kicked out anywhere.
Okay.
Did
you just recently move?
Well, yeah, I moved from one apartment to another apartment. I've been back, I guess, since February. I've been in this new place.
Mm-hmm.
But
you've been in your new place. I want to know how you're responding to things that Patricia is responsible for, because I see that you're not responding very well for all the things you're responsible for.
Not good. I mean, it's a lot. It's not very well.
There is a big financial strain going on right now, correct?
Yes.
So here's what Miss Blue is going to tell you, and I know you want to hear this. I'm traveling down the road with you. If you don't get this under control, you will lose your apartment.
Okay.
You will start to lose these things. So you're going to have to begin to start responding to things and taking responsibility and not allowing yourself to get so caught up with what happened when you were a child that you cannot live and be this adult that you want to be. You know that your parents is not coming to rescue you. Not that way.
Yeah,
they
I know
are
that.
Not coming that way. They're not coming. You already know that.
Yeah.
And if they come, it's not going to be a good thing. It's not going to be a good thing. So sit yourself down and begin to start to put your life in position so that you can start to respond for yourself. It's time for you to raise the roof. You know the song, the roof, you know that, the roof is on fire.
Yes.
Yeah, it's time for you to begin to raise the roof and then stop blaming your parents. You're not taking care of yourself. You're supposed to be in school. What's going on with that?
Well, I'm actually in school right now. I've just got back into school, but right now I'm in this program where I get a certificate in accounting in December. But I'm trying to get back, you know, on that 4-year plan so that I can have my degree. But I'm in school right now.
All right. I see struggles. Okay, I know you had the struggle to kind of get yourself back in school, and you're doing some really, really great things. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to focus on the beauty in your life. You can do this. It's going to be tough for you, but you got to focus on the beauty in your life and stop looking at the dead flowers. So here's what I want you to do. I know you don't have a lot of money, but I also know that there's a Randall's somewhere around, and Randall's have some beautiful flowers, and I want you to go in there or either H-E-B, and I want you to get some flowers, and I want you to keep some fresh flowers in your sacred space to remind you of the beauty you have going on in your life so you can stop focusing on the couldas, the shouldas, and the wouldas before you end up like your mama and your daddy.
Okay.
Number one. And then you need to raise the roof. You need to sit down and you need to start looking at how you're responding to things in your life. Because now it's time for you to be an adult. And I know that's difficult because it doesn't really come with a rule book that says what to do.
Yeah.
But you do know how to plan. You're an excellent planner. So you don't like the life that your mom and daddy planned for you, then you have to sit down and plan your own life. And so every single month, I want you to write a plan out for your life. That includes the bills you have to pay, things you have to take care of, getting your fresh flowers, and focusing on the beauty in your life. And once you start to see that beauty in your life, it's going to make mama and daddy look so squeaky clean.
Okay.
All right? And then I want you to come back and let Miss Blue know how that goes. Peace and love to you. Good luck at school. And remember, you chose them so that you can do what Patricia needs to do. So let go of mama and daddy. You love them from a distance and handle your business, raise your roof, and keep seeing the beauty. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's go on to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello, 469. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Ms. Lou. This is Hadia from DeSoto, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you. Texas in the house tonight. All right, so tell me, Vision Quest, so we can get right to it. I know you want to get to it, and I want to get to it.
Yes, I did do the Vision Quest. During the Vision Quest, I did feel like something was pulling from the top of my head when all of the chakras were getting balanced.
Okay, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And what I was pretty much releasing was, I guess, like not forgiving myself from all of the past relationships that I have been in.
Mm-hmm.
And
say it again for me.
Not forgiving myself from, like, I guess, the decisions that I made in past relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And also just trying to get my finances in order.
Mm-hmm.
And those were two of the main things that I focused on.
Okay, those are the two things. Okay. So now, let's talk about where some of these blocks are for you in this particular area. And I want you to think of this. I'm going to give you sort of a new title here, okay? And you can take it if you want. You know, Ms. Blue, I'm not big on titles, but I'm going to give you a title, okay? And we're going to call you the priest. You're going to become the priest of the earth. That's you. I want you to think about everything that you do, really connecting yourself with the earth. A couple of things. Here's where your blocks are for you. And they have a lot to do with being successful.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say being successful? You being successful.
Yes.
This quest to be successful, really to get yourself in a position where you can be successful. Two things that needs to happen, because this is about you not feeling comfortable in your physical body. Does that make sense when I say that?
I have been working out like crazy for this past month. I've been really trying to get myself in order.
Okay. Well, listen to what I'm saying, because this is not necessarily about the physical attributes of you. And I've found this to be true with a lot of people that I've worked with. You can work that physical body all day, all night, but if that mental body is not together, then it's not going to work. Because I see you working out so that you can be successful. And on some levels, that is correct. But on other levels, that shit is so wrong, we can throw it out the door with the dog.
Okay.
You understand? You don't work out to be successful. That's not what you do that for. Everybody needs to be healthy, and healthy is not based upon, despite what they tell your ass on MTV and BET, based upon how big your booty is.
Right.
That's
right.
Not healthy. You understand? That is not it. So, you know, it behooves me a lot of times, and I'm not talking about you. I'm on my little soapbox right here, but it behooves me that people think just because somebody is a size 2 or a size 3 that they ass is healthy.
Right.
That shit don't have nothing to do with being healthy. And it doesn't have anything to do with if your ass is wide as all outdoors and you not be healthy.
Yeah.
So I want you to look at this as a whole body thing, but all of these things that you're doing in your life, they're wonderful things. Getting your body together, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. We all should be working on that, whether we're a size 0 or a size, I don't know, 89, 59, whatever. We all should be working on getting our body healthy, eating good foods, and taking care of ourselves. We need to be doing that, working to build our mind, our physical body, everything about us. But what we should not be doing is to do these things to think it's going to bring us some type of external success. That's key. Nothing wrong with internal success, but external success. This is where the battle is for you, because somehow you think that physical reflection that you see in the mirror is what's blocking all of your life.
Okay, I can see that, yes.
That's not true. That same person who you see in the mirror is always going to be looking back at your ass. I don't care if you're a size 3 or a size 33. So your success plan is in you building your self-esteem. And I'm not talking about if I'm pretty or not, because you're a beautiful sister. I mean, you're not going to get no more beautiful, whether you
right.
get small or large. You're beautiful. You know that.
Yes.
What I want you to work on is being beautiful on the inside. This is where you're going to get this success and really getting your self-esteem to that level.
Okay.
So this is about you constantly being about your business of knowing that there is absolutely, positively nothing wrong with you.
Okay.
That's your work, to keep telling yourself there is absolutely, positively nothing wrong with me. And so what has to happen, this is why, see, the right brain is trying to get you to understand this, but you can't, you're blocking it, because the success is what's driving the left brain. And the right brain is saying, wait a minute, hold up. We're not going for that. I need you to understand something. There is nothing wrong with you. You don't need to fix anything about yourself.
Okay.
And this is going to stop weighing you down in all areas of your life. And so that love that you're looking for, that relationship that you're looking for, that connection, that success that you're looking for will begin to manifest itself. It's through the understanding. Only the pure heart can enter. We hear this about all of the occult, the mystics, and all of these different systems. Only the pure heart. Focus on your heart. Focus on the understanding. Your finances will begin to flow again.
Okay.
Say that statement. There is absolutely nothing wrong with me. Anything that my heart desire, not your mind, you can achieve.
Okay.
Say that three times a day in set to three, and then
okay.
I want you to write me back and let me know when you feel the shift, because it's coming. And by the way, get yourself over to Dump It after the show and go dump all those other thoughts. And
okay.
Let them out. Let some other thoughts out.
Okay, Ms. Lou, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love, my beautiful sister. Peace and love. All right, you guys, 7 minutes left to go. We're getting ready to go into the after hour. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to keep going. This show is a must. Download it. The spreads are in here. The vision quest is in here. Decoding energy and increasing your frequency is here. Everything that you need to continue to move you on into this energy that is coming upon us and that is with us. Go back and download the other one as well. So many new people listening. Peace and love to you guys out there. If you don't get a chance to get on the phone lines, and you're going to have to download to hear the rest of the show live. And when I get off of here, you bet your bottom I'm going to be running over to Twitter and see what you guys have been talking about, as well as take myself over to the Remix family page or the Facebook page. So I want you guys to, if you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Like it on Facebook. Love it on Facebook. Leave a comment. Talk about it. Tweet about it. Send me an email. I love to connect with you guys. And you know you can always do that at Question for Blue, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Thank Esther for holding it down for you guys on Twitter, as well as LaBlue and Sister Manya out there. Much love to you guys. We're going to keep going. We have 6 minutes left to go before we go into the after hours. Oh, my goodness, where was I? I'm going to have to just pick somebody. before we go into the after hours, and then we'll be moving from there. Calling in, it looks like from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 678.
Hey, what's up, Miss Blue? This is Robert from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings to you, Robert, from the ATL. Did you do the Vision Quest tonight?
I did the Vision Quest. It was calming. I didn't have the clairvoyancy, but I knew everything was there, and I felt it.
Well, it's not so much a clairvoyancy, but I get what you're saying. You know, I get what you're saying. This was you feeling your spirit and your emotions and really connecting with that energy. That's what that was. So really, really cool. Did you have a question for me tonight, Robert?
Yeah, I had some. You know, when I'm in a meditation, I'm trying to get rid of the human thoughts, because as soon as I'm doing something good, here comes the human stuff and
gets
me out of it.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, let's take a look at that. You know, instantly, before I clicked on it and knew who was on the other line, I clicked and I said, ooh, show me, spirit, show me what's coming up. And the energy that came up was the warrior. Your left brain is like this badass intellectual warrior that is just blocking all kinds of stuff for you. That warrior is powerful. And the crazy thing is, Robert, a lot of people don't know you have that big warrior on the inside of you, because that warrior works on the intellectual side. And let's talk about how you can begin to work past this and move through this particular energy when it comes to the warrior and where this sort of kind of gets caught up for you or trapped for you. It's in you making choices. Because what happens is the warrior steps in and you're not actually able to even really make a choice, because I see you replaying it over and over and over and over and over and over again in your mind. How old are you, Robert? Are you 46?
50.
You're 50. Okay.
Yep.
What happened when you were 46 years old?
46.
This is sort of coming up as a marker.
Oh, yeah. That's when I started doing my meditations. Yeah, that's when I started instead of, I started to meditate.
Okay. All right, so this is a good marker for you, because this energy came up that this is about choices. And what happens is this also gave you an opportunity for you to begin to get choices. Now, we don't have enough time to really kind of go into everything, so Ms. Blue's going to kind of give you the skinny on this, but giving you some real practical things that you can begin to do. And this has so much to do with you growing up and not having choices, not having a lot of choices available to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so as a result of it, and this happens to so many people, children, I should say, you were forced to decide what you were going to do. And it was easier, it was less painful for you to feel or have any kind of emotion. So you went strictly by whatever you decide, that's what you were going to do. So it's time for you now. Go ahead. You were going to say.
Right. I'm saying you're right. You're right on target.
Yeah. It's time for you now to begin to stop letting things go. See, Robert's the one that doesn't get upset. Robert's the one that always can think things through and see them to the end. Robert's the one that always kind of gives the impression that everything is going together. But inside, that damn warrior is battling it out.
Yes.
And so it is time for you to completely let the warrior go. Let him go wild. Let him go buck wild. It's okay
right. Every
now and again to tell somebody to kiss your ass. There was a
right. Sister
up on Facebook. She just said that she learned the power to say no. I'm not going to do that. And I don't need to go into no big explanation as to why. But I'm going to give you another exercise, and I want you to hold that thought because we have about 1 minute left to go. So I want to close out everyone here. And so you guys who are listening, great share tonight. Much love to all of you. Don't forget to go over to Facebook. Don't forget to go over to Twitter. Leave your messages and your thoughts. For the rest of you, I will see you in the readings. And then we have some great guests coming up on the remix in the next couple of weeks. Family nights coming. Want to hear your thoughts on that as well. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. That's how you reach me, Miss Blue. Don't forget the orders for the Kim deck. They go in the morning. So if you haven't got your deck, this is a great day to put the order in, as with any day. But we'll be sending them out in the morning. I see many of you have decided to do that as well. And I'll see you guys in the readings. I'll see you on Facebook. I'm going over to Twitter. Peace and love to you guys. Had so much fun here. Much love, warm spirit. And we're going in the after hours. Okay, so now we're in the after hours. Robert, you're still with me. So this
yes,
is about you really learning how to let go. There's a couple of ways that you can begin to start to let go of these things. And one of them, and I really believe in this, is through cooking, because cooking engages those senses, and a lot of them are connected to different memories, not of just this time, but also of a past life and past time. So one of the assignments I would give to you is to go in the grocery store, and I want you to just allow your emotions and your feelings to lead you to cook something, to make something. Make a dish. It doesn't matter how crazy the ingredients sound or how they come together, but just something that just captivates you. Maybe it's something you've always wanted to try, but you've never cooked. I want you to do that. And let me tell you why. Because in a past life, Robert, one of the things that comes up for you is that you were working in sort of this refinery plant. And this is going to be somewhere near the early 1600s, 1700s. And one of the things that you did when you was in this refinery camp place, you worked at this refinery company, is that you were one of the cooks that worked there. And so even though at this particular time there were still things like slavery and different things going on, you were a cook there. And you were one of the very best cooks, but you never got credit for any of the meals that you cooked. And no one gave you credit, of course, for the meals that you cook. But there were others that were around you that really just sort of took over, and they took all the credits for all of your recipes and everything that you were making. And so as a result, you decided that what you were going to do is that you were going to try to free yourself and run away. And you did. Did free yourself, and you did run away, and you ended up going away, and on your way, you ended up meeting a woman, a particular white woman that you met, and you two got together, and you ended up having a child together, and that child was abandoned because you couldn't stay there with the child. You had to move on, or you were going to be killed. And so in this life, you carry a lot of the energy. Even though we are not our past lives, a lot of times this energy comes up. And so one of the things here in this life, you're always very careful about the decisions you made, because you felt in that particular time you made some very bad choices that did not work in your favor. And so a lot of times isolation is a place of comfort for you. It's not just in your mind, but in this physical reality. Can you relate to that?
Yes, totally, yes.
Tell me how that relates to you, because I feel this so strong for you right now. I just had to tell you that about you in a past life and just this abandonment issue and just having to leave and making these choices.
Right, yeah, I'm an isolated person. I've been that way since a child. So that, yeah, you definitely hit that right on the head. And warrior, definitely there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I want you to do, Robert, because this is going to be so, so key for you, and I'm glad that you can begin to do that, because here's what's got to happen is for you to continue to bring this energy back online. Two things I want you to do. I want you to do the cooking exercise. I don't know if you know it or not, but you're a badass cook. I mean, I'll eat a meal from you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So definitely I want you to begin to cook. I want you to begin to cook because this is going to bring those things back up into life for you. And then I also want you to make it a point for you to begin to take yourself out, even if it's in the mall. If you find yourself just walking around the mall, going to the nearby mall and walking around and being around people, force yourself to come out of this isolation. You have so much to give to the world, so much love and just so much of your heart. And so much wisdom inside of you, so much knowledge and so much information, so that we can begin to bridge this gap for you over to the left hemisphere. Here's what I'm going to do. Do you have my Kim deck, Robert?
Yes, I do.
You do. I want you to begin to work with that. I was going to give you the deck, but since you have it, I want you to begin to work with it. I want you to begin to start doing that three-card spread for yourself that we talked about earlier in the show and working with that, because that's also going to help you to begin to bring that on. And then take some baths. I want you to take baths at least 3 nights in a row. This is really going to help you with your emotions, to let them flow and putting those things there. Cooking is your key for you getting over to the right side. That's smell of the meals, the aromas, using things like garlics and herbs. I see you working with all the spices, even to the point where you could be a badass herbalist too, because you know the spices and you know how to connect them with the different foods to make the taste just really come off in a very divine way.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Pooh. Very powerful.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes, it is. So you have to cook one of those dishes and then come back and let us know. Take a couple of pictures so we can all savor the flavor, because you'll be able to cook these dishes to heal not only yourself but others and lift their energy and lift your energy as well too. So peace and love to you, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Peace, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Peace. Very powerful, you guys. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 213. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, peace and blessings, Ms. Blue and Remix family. This is Ray. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay, greetings to you, Ray, from Los Angeles. You want to tell us about the... You want to tell us? Yes, about the vision quest.
Well, yeah, it was nice and warm. I kind of see my solar plex chakra spinning, like, kind of clockwise, white and orangish light, like an orange light swirl.
Okay, all right, beautiful.
And I kind of did feel some energy go up from my feet upwards. It's pretty wild.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so now, okay, so tell us, yes, tell us now. All right, so tell Ms. Blue, you have a question?
Well, I was kind of calling for a reading and maybe some advice on tuning up my frequency.
Clearing what now?
And enhancement of frequency, what would you say? You would, like a frequency enhancement?
Yes, yes. You must have not been listening to the whole show.
I listened to the whole show. Oh, I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right.
I did.
Okay. Okay, well, all right. That's fine. That's fine. Here we go. Let's talk about this, yes, and I know what you're talking about, the frequency, the energy, everything that we're talking about here. So tell me your name one more time, please.
My name is Ray.
Ray.
Full name? Yeah, Ray.
Ray? Okay. All right. Beautiful.
Raymond.
All right. All right, Ray. Here we go. the first thing I want to talk to you about, because this is going to be on your left brain, and these are going to be some of the things that's sort of kind of holding you back at this particular time, is on your left brain. It has to do with you and self-worth. It has to do with you and your self-worth and really having, and I know we don't have a lot of time, I'm going to try to get to everyone, but this is about you really not having a very high value of your self-worth. When I immediately get into your energy, I am instantly surrounded by the color of yellow. It's almost like the color of daisies in yellow. And yellow is sort of the color of leaders, when it comes in more of a golden tone. But yellow is also that energy of envy. Yellow has a lot to do with envy. It also has a lot to do with self-hatred. So tell me, what is it that's going on with you, and why do you have this self-hatred for yourself?
Maybe because of some of the resentments that I put down.
You said what now?
Probably has something to do with the resentments that I put down, some things that happened in my life, early in life.
Yeah.
That, you know, I wish I would have done, but I didn't do. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like, keep on my mind.
Say it one more time.
I'm trying to get past it, Tracy. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing about trying. Trying never works. You either do it or you don't. The good thing for you is that I do see a horse. I do see a horse. And whenever a horse arrives, or whenever I see the symbol of a horse showing up, it is someone there to offer you assistance. It's someone to offer you assistance. And that person that's going to be offering you the assistance is really yourself. I see you walking, and when I see you walking, I see you putting your head down when you walk and not walking with your head up. Because of this resentment and also because of shame, because you feel as though if people really knew what you thought and what you felt, that somehow that rejection that you've been giving yourself will come back to you even more. Is this true?
No. Well, you know, for you saying sometimes walk with my head down, I don't like to walk, be around, be too prideful, you know, the nose up in the air. So I try to humble myself.
Yes, but humbling yourself does not come from the appearance on the outside. That's not humbling. Humbling comes from the heart, that humility that comes out of the heart. It's time for you to begin to start respecting yourself, no matter what the circumstances are. And here's the thing: there was something that just happened 5 months ago to you. Can you relate? About 5 or 6 months ago, what happened?
5 or 6 months. Well, 5 months ago, nothing.
5 or 6 months ago, there's a situation that came up, and you kind of took the coward's way out.
What?
There was a disagreement, and you just sort of bowed out. You call it humility. I say you took a coward's way out because you didn't say what was truly in your heart.
Okay. I can't remember the past 5 months ago, but, cowardly.
Yeah. What you're acting out is not humility. it's really sort of kind of taken the coward way out. And so you have to begin to start having your own self-worth. But first you have to recognize that there are other people around you that is worthy too. Because deep down inside, so much has been done to you and so much has been said to you that it is hard for you to really, really have sort of that humility for the everyday person. Does that make sense?
Well, somewhat. Somewhat. I do feel like I hold back a lot. That's about the only thing I can see. I can see that because I don't want to blow up, you know, in situations.
But here's the thing. You've already blown up. You've blown up on the inside. You really have. You've already blown up. You know that. So what happens is, as a result of it, you're handling these situations and you're thinking that you're doing humility, but it's really tearing you up with your self-worth because you're imploding on yourself. You're exploding within. So the battle is going on inside because you have your higher self saying, why are you being such a coward? Say what you got to say. Mean what you got to mean. You're just as worthy as anybody else. You don't walk with your head down. For what? Because on the inside, those thoughts that you're thinking is still coming out. It's coming out in your energy. It's coming out in your aura. And you can't always cover it up with your intellect and your logic. People can see through that. So you want to know why these situations are not, because they see it as you being fake, not real. So this is where the miscommunication comes in. That's truly not who you are, but you have this inner battle going on. So this is the double-mindedness. So start to speak what's in your heart. You're intelligent, and you know how to articulate yourself. If you don't, say it again.
Good advice. I would use it.
You said what now?
Said great advice, and I would use it.
Okay. Great advice. Here's something I want you to know. I don't give out advice. I don't know you well enough to do that.
Oh. Okay.
And I don't care to give you advice. This is real, and this is spiritual. And if you want to get yourself together, and if you want to get yourself out of the place of being a coward and having self-worth, then you have to begin to speak what's in your heart. Advice is logic. I don't give logic. When you sit down and you begin to start to think about those things that happened about 5-6 months ago when you decided to be a coward, you will understand why that battle inside is making you want to explode. This is what happens to people. And they end up taking it out. And everyone sits around and says, he was such a nice guy. I never would have thought he's done anything like this. But see, on the inside, there's absolutely nothing nice going on. So that fake humility on the outside, that may work for the world, but it doesn't work for Miss Blue. So get some self-worth. Sit yourself down. Find out where your heart really is and start to speak your mind. This is the only way you're going to be able to bridge the gap and move over to the right side and bring the true genius out that's in you that's not built on logic. All right.
Thank you, Ms. Bloom. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. And I'd love to have you call back in and let us know how that's working for you. Much love and thanks for calling in.
One love.
One love. Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, this is Jay Wood, calling from Ohio.
Okay, greetings to you, Jay Wood, calling from Ohio. You did the Vision Quest. You want to tell us about it?
Unfortunately, I missed the Vision Quest.
Okay.
I'm very sad about it.
It's okay, Jay Wood. I'm not going to get you tonight. I'm not going to get you for the vision question, Jay Wood. I'm not going to get you for the vision quest. But, okay, so, Jay Wood, you're calling in. Tell me what's going on.
Well,
Jay Wood, stop.
Okay.
Jay Wood, you've got to change the battery in your smoke detector.
Really?
Yes. You know, it's a past life with me. But go ahead.
I'm not going to check the smoke detector. I'm calling because, excuse me, I'm a little sick. I've been feeling, not kind of lost, but also kind of jaded, corrupt. I'm becoming corrupted. I can see it, but I'm trying to, not become corrupted. But it's, happening.
Jay Wood, tell me, what?
You becoming? Okay. A womanizer, if you will.
Oh, you becoming a womanizer. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I really want to commend you for knowing that that's part of corruption.
Oh, okay.
Some brothers don't call that corruption.
Oh.
Some brothers don't call that. Yeah, they don't call it.
I got a silver tongue, so enough.
Mhm. Okay, Jay Wood. All right, so let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it, Jay Wood. Let's talk about you. You said you're feeling corrupted, and what else?
I've been feeling a little bit lost, so I think that's probably what it is.
Because
I made some changes recently, in my life, but.
Mm.
So.
All right, Jay Wood, you made some changes in your life, you said.
Uh-huh.
Just recently. Well, Jay Wood, I know you called in because you can hear this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if you didn't want to hear this, you wouldn't have called in. But I want to tell you something, Jay Wood. I'm glad that you made some changes. I'm really, really glad that you made some changes. Because here's what's blocking you. And it does have a lot to do with this energy of deceit. You understand? This isn't about good morals, bad morals. I could care less about that. But this is about deceit. This is about you thinking that you ran some sort of game on someone, but they ran a more vicious game on you. Can you relate to what I'm talking about?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's two things I want to talk to you about. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a clue because, sometimes things come out and they can be somewhat personal. And if you really know what I'm talking about and you don't want Ms. Blue to go no further, then I need you to say, I understand, Ms. Blue, what you're talking about. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, what has happened, Jay Wood? First, let's talk about where we are with this. And this is about you're young, you're coming into learning, you're coming into learning and you're coming into growing to the man that you're going to be and understanding this. Unfortunately, you did it without protection.
Mm-hmm.
And because you did this without protection, and you sort of kind of was running this game here and there, the game sort of got ran on you too. So this is about an exchange. It's about you gave out some foul stuff and you got back some foul stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
You might as well go ahead and say it.
You want me to go ahead and say it?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jay Wood, I thank you for me saying I can go ahead and say it, because this is going to help a lot of people understand a lot of different things and why we don't do this. And as a result of it, you picked up some foul energy, STD,
mm-hmm.
from going from woman to woman to woman. And
okay.
this is why you have to begin to protect yourself, because you went in with one level of deceit. And I know you're young, and despite what they're out there saying in Remix Land, it's a whole lot of them Ms. Blue done talked to, that they done did a whole lot of stuff worse than this. So don't worry about it. This is a lesson for young brothers and sisters out there, because playing this game of deceit, you don't get to leave without your gift. And you got this gift, a very strong message to you. You can't get to the right side with deceit. You cannot get over to the right side with deceit. And so now it is time for you to come completely clean. And this has absolutely nothing to do with using, I don't know why y'all think them Trojans and that is protection. There is no protection when you start to mix energies at this level. If it was, then a condom would solve the world problem. So you got to know that it is so much bigger than just using a condom. Tell them, Jay. Tell them.
Yes, tell them. Yes. Be safe. Don't do the deceit thing, okay?
Don't okay, do the deceit this. Thing. Don't do the deceit thing.
It's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
Yeah.
So understand that. And here's the thing that I want you to do, Jay Wood, because this is really how you're going to be able to get this. You've learned a lot of lessons from this situation, and you're still going to continue to learn lessons from this situation. So I suggest you get to sauteing yourself some garlic and some olive oil along with everything else you're taking. And then as soon as pomegranates become available, that you begin to buy you a pomegranate, I want you to cut it in half. You can go online and look at how to take the seeds out of a pomegranate. And for each one of those seeds that you put in your mouth, I want you to begin to start to begin to put the goodness back inside of you. So think of those seeds as every little sperm seeds that go out that have thousands upon thousands of different sperm cells in there. And I want you to begin to take that pomegranate and see that as you taking back your seeds.
Okay.
And begin to bring yourself back into balance with that. You're lucky this time. Next time, you won't be so lucky. That gift that you got, you may never get rid of it.
Really?
Stay away. Yes. Stay away from deceit. Your battery in your smoke detector is your alarm going off, letting you know that there is still some things you're not paying attention to. I want you to get the pomegranate, begin to work with it. Know that those seeds are seeds of life for you. You have work that you came back here to do, and I know that was fun for you, but that ain't it. That ain't it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. What can you do? I guess
you can do better. When you know better,
when you know better, you can do better. You
that's
the only
right.
thing out of my mouth.
You can do better. And I want you to email me and let me know how you're doing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Peace and love to you, Jay Wood.
Peace
thank
and
you
love.
For being that example for thousands out there.
Probably more than that. Well, okay.
It, yes. You're right about that. Yes. Okay. Oh, baby Jay Wood, kisses to you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code. Ooh, I don't know where I left off. Let's try this. Area code 630. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, hi, this is Kevin calling from Chicago.
Okay, greetings to you, Kevin, from Chi-Town.
Okay, I did do the vision quest.
Okay, beautiful.
And what I experienced was just a feeling of lightness and the when we did the meditation for the solar plexus, it started out as like a bright sun, and then it turned into like white light flowing out.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, all right. And so, what's going on?
I'm in the middle of a really big move with my wife, and just really concerned about it, whether or not it'll work out for me.
Whether the move is going to work out?
Yes. Well, just like job security-wise.
Okay. You guys are moving to, you're going to be staying with family at first when you move?
No, we just secured an apartment in the last 2 days or so.
Okay, so you did.
Yeah, we were considering staying with family, but we realized it wouldn't work out so well, so we did get some place.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now, here is we're going to talk about the left side, and really this is going to take us into a lot of things that's happening here. I just kind of wanted to get into your energy there. It's quite a bit of things going on. And I almost get the sense when I got in your energy immediately that I was running, like I'm running from something. Does that make sense when I say running?
I'm not sure.
Well, let's talk about this. What sort of prompted the move?
It was very sudden. My wife, she was just having issues at her current job, and she was really frustrated, so she started to apply to jobs on the East Coast, and it was really sudden. She got the job offer, so we just packed up to leave.
Right. Here's what I would like for you to do, because immediately getting into your energy, I get this energy of fleeing, of running. You understand? Things wasn't going right, so it's like, it's time to go. And I'm not saying that this particular move is not going to be a good move for you. I actually believe that this is going to work out for you. It's going to be a very good move for you energetically. And sometimes I recognize different spaces and different places hold memories. And so this is about some other memories, even though I'm inclined to say that it has to do with some other relationship energies too. So what's going on with that?
I mean, between us? Between myself and my wife, you mean?
Yeah, how long have you guys were in Chicago?
Off and on for the last 4 years, but more recently for the last 2 years.
And how long have you been married?
3 years.
Okay. So, yeah, this has to do with some other past things, but this is what I want you to focus on. And one of the things is to really know that the move is going to be good for you. But don't look at it as if you're sort of running or leaving something. Because know that some of the same things that you guys incurred there is possible to happen where you're going.
Okay.
That those things will still begin to happen. I see this running from a situation or a place. And so what's going to be key for you at this particular time is just really begin to stay focused and really start to get into a vision. Because right now you don't have a vision, so there's nothing for you to go forward on. So you're going to have to sort of kind of get into some writing, because what's blocking your logic is your vision of it. So this is a great time that you can sit down, and you can even do this with your wife, and you guys write out exactly how you want your life to go, your relationship to go, work to go, everything to go as you get ready to move. How the trip is going to go when you finally make the move, when you finally get ready to leave. You need to write all of that out, because what's blocking your logic is everything that is unknown. Because you want to know 100%, and there is no 100% guarantee to life. So you're going to have to write your way out of this situation and then not think of it as if you're leaving something behind.
I understand. I felt that way because I just gave up a promotion to take this move. So I do feel like I'm leaving something, but I understand what you're saying.
Right, but you've made the decision that you're going to go, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then you need to change that energy, or otherwise it's really not going to be a smooth transition for you. If you made the decision to leave based upon your wife getting this job, then that's the decision. But what's happening right now is this is sort of fleeing. And what's happening, I almost see her running and grabbing you by the hand, but you're constantly looking back. And so move your energy forward. Move your energy forward and just sit good with it. You know, sit down. It may take you to get into some visions with it. You know, see yourself. Start to write the situation out as you see yourself moving into a better job, you know, really getting, you know, some of the things that you want, because at this point you feel like you're making a lot of sacrifices, and in a relationship it's not good to carry that, because as soon as something goes wrong, then you throw that up in the other person's face.
That's true. We've been through a similar scenario before.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't turn out well last time, so I think that's what the issue is right now.
Yeah. So that's the issue, is to, once you've put your thumb on it and you've said that this is what you're going for, go ahead and give your heart to it. Write it out. Start to see it. But you have to become more engaging into it and really get into visions of it. So when you're taking a shower or when you're in the bathtub, imagine what you want to see yourself doing when you get there. You know, what your life is going to be like together and how that's going to feel for you. But right now you have no vision. And we know what happens to a man with no vision. So you got to see a vision of yourself in the future. And this is the great thing about life. You get to write the plan. So sit down with a blue ink pen and begin to write it out. Start to look at companies. Start to look at things of what you want to do, despite what you feel you may be qualified to do or that you were doing. Find what you want to do. Look at different activities in the areas, things that you can do to really engage yourself and start to visualize yourself in those. Get into the feeling, the emotion, what it's going to feel like when you finally open the door to the new place and you're all settled in and you're coming home from work and you're just with your wife and family and friends. Get into that feeling so you can build a vision for yourself.
Okay. I understand.
All right. Well, there you go. Peace and love to you. Let us know how it goes.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Bluff.
You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. I don't know how much time we have left here, but, boy, it's some things going on in the remix tonight. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 912. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 912.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
This is Violet Flower.
Okay, greetings to you, Violet Flower.
Okay, I did do the vision quest,
mm-hmm.
and it was the main thing was it was calming.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
very calming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really all I have to say about that. Yeah, it was calming, and I definitely mm-hmm. needed that. After the
mm-hmm.
day I
well,
had today.
Yeah, it was cleansing all of the negative energy out of your solar plex, so it does become calming. Because we know what happens when we have emotions built up. We get that tightness in our stomach and all kinds of things get to going on. So, yes, okay, all right. All right.
Well, I don't know. There's so much going on right now. I don't even know where to start, but...
Mm-hmm. What's your question for me?
Well, the main thing is I'm just kind of wondering what the next 6 months are going to be like because I've been doing another job search as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing is, and we talked before,
mm-hmm.
I design jewelry as well, and
mm-hmm.
you gave me a goddess to focus on for that
okay.
too. So that
and how's
is,
that
that's
work?
My main. It's coming along. I mean, I have some issues where I don't have all of my supplies here with me too. So that's another thing as far
mm-hmm.
as my creative process has been stopped. In a sense.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I'm having a problem getting them, you know, where I am right now, and that's financial.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of financial reasons.
Mm-hmm. And so to sum it up, and what goddess did I tell you to work with? I don't
know. Ma Wu.
Oh, the goddess Ma Wu.
Ma Wu.
Okay. Yes, and how have you been working with her?
Well, just light meditation. I mean, I'm just getting into it, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it's safe to say you ain't really been working with her.
Right. I mean, yeah, there's a whole lot of other stuff going on, too, and it's job
right.
related. So,
okay.
I mean,
all
I
right.
have a lot of things blocking. You know,
okay.
blocking my energy
yes.
and blocking what I really want to be doing. And I'm just
mm-hmm.
in a state of I'm doing what I have to do right now instead of what I
well,
really want to do.
Right. Well, here, and two things I want you to understand, and thank you for that, is that that is by choice. And I want to kind of explain this to you. There are some things blocking you, but if you don't do the work from the place of honesty, then nothing is going to work, absolutely nothing. So let me explain to you what I mean by the place of honesty. That is one. Before you get ready to do anything, and this is basically when it comes to particularly spiritual work, you have
mm-hmm.
to really make up your mind that you're going to open your heart and you're going to come in with absolutely no expectations and work from that position. If you don't, it's not going to work. So the vision quest that we did, going
mm-hmm.
through the vision quest, when you came out, you said, all I can say is that I feel at peace. Well, hell, judging from your world, that's a damn, you should have been jumping up and down, not for me, for yourself. Oh, my God,
yeah.
I peace. Whoa, are you kidding me? I finally got to a place of peace. But you said it as if it was nothing. See, that's the place a of not coming out of honesty. That's you speaking from your mental mind, your left brain, blocking that. So it's not coming from your heart, it's coming from your mind. And see, one thing
okay.
about you that your mind has made up, Violet Flower, your mind
okay.
has made up, and you did this a long time ago. I'm going to say, well, not a long time ago, but you did this a while ago. I'm going to say that you did this somewhere around the age of 26, that you decided you would not take risks. So you have lived your life not taking a risk. You ain't doing it.
Okay.
Every little thing has to be calculated, planned out, plotted, looked at, checked, only to get back to it's not going to work. So your particular blocks for you are two things. And this is coming from the left hemisphere. This is where the intellect, where the logic is your honesty of what is happening, one. And two, risk. You got to rewrite your code for risk, that you have to be willing to take risks. So what exactly am I talking about? Be willing to take things. You said, I'm making my jewelry. What's happening is finances and my job.
Yeah.
Finances and my job. Here's the
yeah.
truth of the matter. Miss Blue is not going to tell you to quit your job because Spirit already done told me you can't afford to quit your job.
Right.
So therefore, this is what I say, and so many who have taken the Kim Business class can understand this principle because we focus on this so much in the Kim Business class to the point that it gets embedded into your subconscious mind. Me and the brother Bilal that works in the class is that here's something you got to know. If you are not giving your job right now 100%, then that's why you can never give your business 100% because you don't even know what 100% looks like. You can't take risks with your own business because you've never taken a risk anywhere else. But the truth of the matter is, the honesty of the situation is that you are only working for yourself. You can never, ever work for anybody else but Violet. You ain't
okay.
working for me. You're not working for your job. You're not working for that company. You could never work for anybody else for yourself. And the fact that at this particular moment you cannot leave your job means that there are still lessons there for you at this time. Take a risk. Recognize that you can begin to plan your life. But in there, you're going to have to take a couple of steps in the mystery. Not where Violet feels it's okay to take a couple of steps. Some of these steps are going to be uncomfortable places for you to take a step. Take a step.
Okay.
Recognize that your life can be so much worse than having a job that sucks. And I'm not telling you to be grateful. I'm telling you to begin
yeah.
to recognize where you are so when that opportunity comes for you to be independent as you wish, to work, as you say, for yourself, you're able to see it clear and you're able to take that risk successfully. Otherwise,
okay.
you stay in a place of hesitation. Stop looking for comfort everywhere you go. The diamond is formed. The diamond can be seen through pressure. You keep saying what you can't handle, but you have already handled shit that most people won't see in their lifetime. So give yourself credit for what you can do, you will do, and you're going to do.
Okay.
And Violet?
Yes.
Please stop saying okay. You know I hate that word, Violet. You know I do. But I understand. You're processing it. And you may have to go back and listen to this show. I'm going to give you another exercise I want you to begin to do. And that is, I want you to start taking some risks. And do them on levels that's going to be safe and comfortable for you. And that is, I want you to start saying, I'm going to take a risk, and I'm going to go to work happy. I'm going to take a risk, and I'm not going to complain sick. I'm going to take a risk, and I'm going to go get me a full-body massage. Because you need somebody to touch your body. I did not tell you this before, Violet.
No, you didn't.
I didn't tell you, Violet. Violet, you need somebody to touch your body. Tell the truth, Violet. Who's touching the body?
Oh, I do, really?
You, Violet, who's touching the body? You need somebody to touch your body, Violet. Go get you a full body massage. What state you live in, Violet?
In Georgia.
You in Georgia. It's some brother masseuses out there. Go find you a good-looking brother and go lay on the table and tell him you want a full-body massage.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. I cannot. All right.
You cannot what? What can you not do?
Wow.
Because here comes the risk factor. So tell me what you can't do. What you can't do, Violet?
I didn't expect you to say that, that's all.
I know you didn't, but trust me, Spirit said she needs somebody to touch her body. And trust me, I know what it feels like to need somebody to touch your body. You
really?
Need to go have your body. Yes, I do. Miss Blue does. You need to go have somebody touch your body.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you come back and tell us all about it. It's some sexy brothers out there that do massage therapy. Hey, folks, get your body touched.
Okay. All right.
All right. We can't wait for you to come back and tell us about it.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, Violet. We'll be looking
All right.
For
thank
call.
You.
All right. You're welcome.
I will.
Okay. All right, you guys. I know that we're going to get ready to get caught off here in a couple of minutes. It's been an amazing share here tonight, you guys. So much information that we covered tonight, starting with the show on Friday night, Modern Magic and Past Lives, and then our show for Sunday night, Decoding Energy, Increasing Your Spiritual Frequency. So many ways that we can begin to do this and really just begin to align our hemispheres up, the right hemisphere, the left hemisphere. Here's the last thing that I want you guys to do. For everyone who did the blue ink exercise, the blue ink ritual, is that I want you guys to definitely go over to www.dumpit.com. dumpitasap.com and dump that. Just take it over to dump it and get rid of that. Send it out into the cosmic landfill so it can be recycled for positive energy coming back. And don't forget to keep that spread out. You need to keep the spread out. Anything that you dump and dump it, remember if you do it with a pure heart and good intentions, you will see a 24-hour turnaround in your energy. And then I want you to keep your spread out. Remember, you have 7 for the intellect, which is the left hemisphere, and 9 for the right hemisphere, which is the intuition, and then the point of bonding the two together is 4. You're going to pull a card for that and keep it out for 3 days. Keep doing this all throughout the week. This is how you're going to keep your magic current, balance out your energy, be able to see those blind spots that sometimes we don't see, be able to check in with your emotions and your feelings, And any time that you feel that you really just need to bring all of your energy back into order, just download this show, go back through the Vision Quest, the Kim Vision Quest, and do it again. It's here for you guys. It's available for you guys. So much is going on and such a powerful time. I had an amazing time with you guys tonight. So much fun. I want to say thank you and peace and love to each and every one of you. Peace and love to you, Esther, for holding it down on Twitter, you and LaBlue, and also Sister Munya. And much love to Warm Spirit and the whole Remix family out there, you guys. We'll be back next week to do what we do right here, as we always do in the Remix. Just lots of things to keep covering. Keep those emails coming. I love to hear from you guys. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. This has definitely been a very powerful reflection for everyone who's called into the show tonight. I know it has been that for me. I love you guys so much. Keep doing what you're doing. Bring those hemispheres together. Go through that middle passage. Go down the Red Sea, the real Red Sea, and bring out the genius that lives in each and every one of you. So until we connect next week, love somebody, you know, do good things, work with your Kim deck, and I'll see you guys in the readings, and I'll see you over on Facebook. So peace and love, everyone. Good night. We're going to sign out. And don't forget, download, download, download. And if I didn't get to you, you can always send me an email at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. There you go. Ta-da. Good night, everybody. Peace and love.